214-253-6285 and get $13.10 off the best seat in the AAC house. The season opening game is January 30th. Score a Desperados P1 t-shirt and get in from the get-go on the game that goes both ways. Call 214-253-6285. That's 214-253-6285 for the
Cisco Head of Radio in Dallas has a job opening in the area of sales support. If you know Word, Excel, and PowerPoint, if you're well-organized, detail-oriented, and can handle multiple tasks, this may be the job for you. Can you compose correspondence, have excellent written and verbal communication skills? Can you work with a whole team of account managers? If so, check the website at dfwradio.com for more details. And fax your resume with salary requirements to 214-520-4300. Call 214-520-4319 for more information. Then fax your resume to 214-520-4300.
E-Brake Classics.
All right, there's the win.
Yeah.
Oh, big doggy dog.
Huh? This is a ripoff.
I know. This is a ripoff.
Yeah.
It's because Snoop is more fun to vote for.
Yeah.
All right, it's a giggle. Here's Snoop Dogg trying to introduce the Foo Fighters and Chick Corea.
Dig this. Yes. I got a question for y'all, people. What happens when you put together one of rock's most explosive bands with a groundbreaking jazz legend? We all gonna find out right about now. Here's something cool you only see here. Playing the number, what they nominated song times like three, what? Or three times Grammy nominated. Foo Fighters with 11 times Grammy winning Chick Corea.
He does two what?
Yeah.
What?
What?
Oh, I love Snoop.
Well, Ben, I feel your pain because you got ripped.
He did get ripped off. Thanks for calling Bob Hayes a living legend this week.
E-Brake Classic.
His first win.
Wow.
Playing a very inappropriate drop while the hardline, or now as they've become known, the headline, visiting with Rafael Palmeiro.
All right, now on the spectrum of those activities that go on the plane, where do you fit in? What did you do last night?
I just sat on my chair and I tried to go to sleep, but I couldn't. It was one of those...
Play with it.
I apologize for that.
What was that?
Don't worry about it.
Fight through it.
Fight through it, okay?
Okay. Well, I didn't do much. I...
You know, I think Rafi's giggle is the funniest part of that whole thing.
Hey, you know who I have a feeling is responsible for that more than Expo is Danny.
You think
big, dumb, tall, stringy Danny.
You think Danny ordered that drop?
Yeah, he orders so many drops, and he orders all the most inappropriate ones.
Well, Expo pulled the trigger.
Yep. Yep.
So Expo wins the emergency break of the week. Congratulations to him.
Off the original price of a Mitsubishi 65-inch high def, now $29.99, with no down payment and no interest for 3 years.
I want to work for your small business 24 hours a day, every weekend, whenever you need me. There I am. Never make personal phone calls. I've never been sick. You won't see me come back from lunch with shopping bags or a new haircut. In fact, I don't even eat lunch. All I care about is helping your business succeed.
Sounds like the perfect employee, right? Well, it's your money. Put it to work for you. For a limited time, earn 2.5% annual interest rate on a high-balance savings account when you open a Bank One small business checking account that's free for 1 year. Your money will always be hard at work making you more money, and your funds aren't locked in, so you can access your cash anytime. This 2.5% rate is for a limited time only, so talk to a small business specialist at Bank One today. Stop by a Bank One branch, call 1-800-206-3414, or visit bankone.com, and get ready for a great new employee.
Did I mention I don't gossip?
Opening and additional deposits must be with funds not on deposit at Bank One. $5,000 minimum for high balance savings. Monthly maintenance fees waived for 1 year. Other fees apply. High balance savings rate expires 90 days after account opening. JPMorgan Chase Bank N.A. Member FDIC.
I'm Layla Carlos Delgado. Isn't the only person the Rangers are stopping next on the Ticket Ticker.
There's no place like home.
As Dorothy can tell you, there's no place like home. And at HummerTickets.2005, you can peek behind the curtain of the mothership. See all the ticket guys in action during Wheels Off Roundtables. Get free autographs from Hall of Famer George Brett. Plus stars Mike Madonna and Bill Guerin. And Cowboys Jason Witten and Darren Woodson. The Time Wasters perform on Friday night. And there'll be plenty to see and do in our own little magical world of ours. Call 214-520-4319 for more information. Then fax your resume to 214-520-4300. The Ticket.
Not only are the Rangers trying to make a deal with Carlos Delgado, but they're working on their own personnel, too. Sean Hart and Buck Showalter were both given contract extensions. Hart's deal is now through 2006, while Buck's goes through 2009 with an option for 2010.
It wasn't necessary. I don't think that, that's something that Buck ever brought up to me, but Buck fits into a very strong and elite category of manager.
He did win the AL Manager of the Year last season. Mavericks beat the Bobcats 105-99. Jason Terry knocked 17 points and 7 assists for the Mavs. They also hit a crucial jumper at the end of the game. Mavericks didn't get into Charlotte until 4 a.m. Friday after playing the Clippers on Thursday night. In the second round of the Buick Invitational was suspended due to darkness. Tom Lehman ended up being your leader. He's at minus 15 for the tournament. Peter Leonard is second. He is at minus 12. Tiger Woods third at minus 11. Our next ticket ticker is at 9:10, breaking sports news first guaranteed. I'm Layla, reminding you to remember the time you spend listening to the T-Box, Saturday morning from 8 to 10 on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
The T-Bag.
Good morning, P1s. 8:53 on Sports Radio 1310. The Ticket, you got the T-Box, Rick and Craig. Go check out the new avidgolferonline.com. Look at all the hot, all the very nice cart girls, and lovely Layla.
We put the last 3 years cart girls up, so as from last week, so there's a lot more to see.
How did you last 3 years? We only have 15.
Well, how many of them there are? We got them all on there. We first started with
only a year and a half off.
Whatever. We got a lot of them up there. And then we got this current month's off.
Yeah, Breck. Breck Hawkins out of Texas Star.
How do you pronounce her name?
Breck.
Breck?
Breck.
B-R-E-C-H-T?
Yeah. She's a good.
Cool name for a girl.
All right. 9:15, we'll get into what name companies in golf. One's doing really well, and one is tanking. And Adams Golf gets some sweet revenge. We'll do that all at 9:15. 9:30 is T-Box Trivia. But we were talking about Vijay Singh. And Vijay, who is just having an enormous run, 7 wins out of 11 tournaments, he's smoking everybody. 14 wins in 3 years, Tiger's the next at 6. It's not even close. But I just think he's kind of an afterthought. Again, if you compare him, if Phil Mickelson was having this run, he's huge. And Vijay's not getting it. So I'm thinking this week that, he reminds me a lot of a local guy who is, gosh, he's revered. He's in the Hall of Fame. He's probably arguably one of the top 4 golfers in the history of ever. And that would be Ben Hogan. And he was kind of a cantankerous, eccentric sort and didn't like talking to people and would practice for hours on end. And so I thought we'd put on Kirk Sampson, excellent author. In fact, wrote a really nice book on Hogan along with the Masters. And he joins us right now here on Sports Radio 1310. Good morning, Kirk.
Good morning, gentlemen.
So I broached this subject to you this week, and what'd you think? Vijay and Hogan.
You know, I agree with the premise. There's some real similarities there. I can see why that occurred to you. Especially that practice thing. You know, both Hogan and Vijay have had this turmoil in their lives, and they play this difficult game, and they get all their value from it, and they're just really something about practice for those two guys that soothes them. They love the ritual and the repetition that everybody else can't really understand, but I think that's a big similarity, a real link between those two.
Well, let's talk about personalities. From what all I've read, including your book, Hogan was not one to chat with players. He was kind of standoffish. You're not going to get a golf tip out of him. And I don't know how he was around his caddies, but how does that compare with Vijay?
Wow, that Vijay's caddy thing, yeah. Again, comparable. Hogan and I've met both. I met both about the equal number of times. I think 3 times with both. They're both we're awkward around strangers, which means the media, which is, you know, the way most athletes eventually get to the public. You know, I think it's going to take VJ getting in a car accident or something for us to start to love him. He's not a lovable guy, and Hogan wasn't either until he had this great comeback from his famous head-on collision with a Greyhound bus.
Well, what was he like before the car wreck? What was the public perception of him then?
Well, very like him, kind of flat and cold. He was having some wonderful success. I don't know, he won in the teens. I can't remember how many tournaments one year, 14, 16,
yeah,
whatever. And, you know, he was a cipher. There were people like Demerit that and Snead that were much easier to grab a hold of. And no, Hogan didn't talk to Cash. That would have been a bad bag. I don't know how he paid, but
probably not well.
but he hit balls all the time. It was real work to work for Hogan or VJ.
Well, with Hogan back in the day, you shagged balls out in the range. I mean, they hit balls to you.
Oh right? Yeah, you know, I'm a veteran of that. I was came to this game as a caddy, and I caddied in tour events back as a teenager, and you're out there, it's like artillery practice, and you get hit. It's scary.
Get hit.
Oh yeah. Yeah, the really tough one was when your guy's hitting sand wedges and the guy next to him is kind of mishitting one iron and they're the ball fizzles right by you.
Yeah, and also think about the fact that you actually have to go after the golf balls.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, you got to run all over. Imagine shagging for us. Gosh, talk about a marathon. It'd be tough. Talking to Kirk Sampson here on Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket. He wrote a very nice biography on Hogan along with the Maskers, and you should probably take a look at those when you get a chance. But the whole premise is VJ is kind of like the modern-day Hogan. In fact, might be better than Hogan.
I don't know. VJ is
more major.
Good. I'm wondering, too, if their similar backgrounds, if they were both scarred by poverty and reacted to it the same way, may have been a cause for the way they engage the world, which is, you know, at arm's length. They both men preferred to be left alone, ultimately, which is, you know, a difficult thing to do when you're in this very public arena. Always a conflict there.
So how did Hogan change after the car wreck? Or how did the persona change? What did the general public think of him after that?
Well, the limp helped. Here's this little guy limping up the fairway, and he's winning. And he seems like a much more sympathetic character than I don't think he changed greatly. Just a bit, though. He started to get fan mail and friendlier treatment from the writers. He said he didn't realize he had so many friends. Well, I'm not sure he had a lot more friends, but he had a lot more sympathy, and he got a better press. I think he stayed the same guy, even though the perception of him became a little bit, what would you say, warmer, or he was presented a more sympathetic figure.
You know, the other guy I was thinking about that was kind of along those lines back in his prime was Nick Faldo. He was kind of a curmudgeon and didn't want to talk to anybody.
True,
and
I mean, I was just a golf fan back then. I didn't really care for him at all. Now I kind of root for him.
Well, now he's found the errors of his ways.
Well,
he's mellowed out. But, yeah, so I guess I'm just curious about what's going to take outside of a car wreck or something. And you know what's funny? I see VJ being very accessible to the media. He's all over the golf channel. He's all over ESPN.
We just don't want to hear what he has to say.
I mean, I'm not saying...
isn't that true, Kurt?
He's not terribly interesting, but who is on the tour?
You know, to be honest, I've had my head down basically for the last 2 years on historical books, both of which come out this year and which I'll plug shamelessly in the months to come. I won't do it right now if you don't want me to.
No, go ahead.
Okay. But to be honest, I haven't watched the Golf Channel.
Well, plug your books.
In 2 years.
Come on, what are they?
Oh, okay. Well, next month they'll be shipping my book on the 68 Masters, the infamous scorecard Masters.
Oh, that would be interesting.
That'd be interesting.
It's called The Lost Masters, starring Golby and DeVincenzo. And in, I think, May or June, my book on Bobby Jones in 1930 will be on your grocer's shelf. It's called...
Frozen food section?
Plan.
What? Well, that's awesome. Is he still alive, DeVincenzo?
Yeah, he's 81, and he is playing the Legends of Golf in Savannah in April, his first time to this country in a couple of years.
You know, nobody should have gone through that. I've said for years that the PGA Tour is so screwed up by having an actual participant keep their own score. It's the dumbest rule. No other sport does that. Dumbest thing ever.
Well, a lot changed as a result of that screw up in 68. I mean, there's a lot better monitoring, I think. Although, you know, we still see the mistakes like that. Those scorecards that weren't traded
right.
at the British Open a year or two ago.
Yeah.
Ridiculous.
Yep. I mean, they got all these scoreboards and IBM stack tracking and all this stuff. Who needs it?
You know, I used to be a serious player, and I believe deeply in the rules, but sometimes I think they get so anal about it, so black and white, that, you know, they forget that fairness should have a role.
Well, very good. Kurt, thanks for popping on with us. Kurt Sampson, the author of Hogan and the Masters, and you'll be coming out with what's the name of the book for the 68 Masters?
It's called The Lost Masters.
Very good.
And I appreciate the time. Thanks a lot, you guys.
All right, Kurt, you take care now.
All right.
All right.
Goodbye.
Goodbye now. That's Kurt Sampson, really good writer. You'd enjoy his work. It's a really good story on Hogan, and because he was so mysterious, that it's a pretty good insight on a guy that's out there, man.
I would imagine it's not something you and I do for a living, but writing a book on the year, Bobby Jones's year of 1930.
You gotta be heavily into research.
Boy,
you really gotta love that.
That can't be a fun, or to me.
Well, it is to him. Yeah, Kurt.
I wouldn't mind reading it.
Right.
But you know, even the 68 Masters. 68 Masters was a kind of a fun story, so I'd be anxious to read that too, but I don't know if I want to do the research on it.
Andrew, you're on a cell phone, you're on the ticket, how you doing?
Good, what's going on, guys?
What's you doing?
What's up, Andrew?
I remember either 2000 or 2001, Nelson Pro-Am. A buddy of mine, his dad was a big sponsor, but he had surgery, and so he played, and I caddied for him, and we had VJ as our pro, and he was awesome.
Yeah, I mean,
I was genuinely interested and, you know, made conversations with my buddy. We was actually pretty good, and asked him why he didn't play golf, at least on the mini tours, and actually was a really nice guy. Talked about his kid a lot, and I thought was very approachable and friendly. So,
yeah, I think for every yin, you're going to hear a yang. I mean, you're going to hear good and bad. Depends on what kind of mood they're in that day. Or...
Hey, I've seen VJ sitting working out at the gym down at Byron Nelson, going to Byron Nelson. It's a hell of a nice guy.
Yeah.
Hell of a nice guy, but as soon as Tiger walked into the gym, he walked out.
Yeah, well, I'm not saying they like each other, and I kind of like that. I kind of like the fact that there's some animosity
and
some
competition. They each had their own camps.
That's fine.
VJ was chatting with Sergio.
Right.
Tiger didn't stay near them. He had his own little camp.
I have no problem with that. But I'm just wondering, what is it going to take for VJ to get his due? I don't know. One more. Let's go to Tank. Tank, what is up?
Hey guys, I'm a truck driver and I was listening on XM radio today and I don't remember what sports station it was.
Yeah.
But they were talking about this same deal the other day and somebody from the Quad Cities up in Moline, Illinois, Davenport, Iowa up there called in and there was a tournament up there and him and some of his cronies went into the Outback Steakhouse up there and run up a several $100 bill on steaks and drank and sipped the waiter out of his tip. Somebody else from Orlando had called in and said, from some pretty fancy hotel down there, and said by far he was the rudest guy that they had ever heard down there.
Yeah, you know what? You know what, Tank, though? You're going to find that you talk to anybody about anybody, and you're going to find some guys like you, some guys don't like you for whatever reason, and you could just flip coins all day long. I'm just saying, I think BJ's getting hosed. I don't think it's because he's not American. I don't know. He just got a bad start, and even though I think he's pretty accessible and pretty friendly, God, he's a great golfer, he's just kind of like
middle tier. Nobody's actually given him his due.
You know, Nick Faldo is a perfect example.
Yeah.
Because Nick didn't like talking to media.
Didn't like talking to players.
Didn't like they kept winning, though. He kept winning.
Yeah, he did.
He was gruff. He had that female caddy treated like crap.
Yep. Fanny
left his wife for a hot at Arizona or Arizona State.
And then when that blew up, then she beat the crap out of his Porsche. That was funny. The 9-iron or something. All right, 907 on Sports Radio 1310. The ticket. Thanks, Kurt Sampson, popping on. All right, up next, let's get into... Well, you're out looking for equipment. I'm not sure if it matters so much about that, but there's two really big-name companies out there. One's doing really well. One ain't. And Adams Golf has got the ultimate revenge. We'll talk about it next.
KTCK, Dallas-Fort Worth. KTBK, Sherman-Denison. KTDK, Sanger. Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket, says if you're a girl who knows how to play with a stick real hard...
Oh, yes. Please, yes.
We need you to skate in the Cash America Charity Challenge on Ice 8. This year, it's our guys versus an all-girls team.
Oh, God, yes, yes, yes.
Coach Dale Hanson searches for hockey honeys that can force unwanted pucks away from the crease during tryouts at Dr. Pepper Star Center. So make your mouth move to theticket.com and register now. From the station that says, if we can't...
Susquehanna Radio in Dallas has a job opening in the area of sales support. If you know Word, Excel, and PowerPoint, if you're well-organized, detail-oriented, and can handle multiple tasks, this may be the job for you. Can you compose correspondence, have excellent written and verbal communication skills? Can you work with a whole team of account managers? If so, check the website at dswradio.com for more details. And fax your resume with salary requirements to 214-520-4300. Call 214-520-4319 for more information. Then fax your resume to 214-520-4300.
E-Break Classics.
Rest. She needs more West. I think Mariah has been acting very, very silly lately.
No.
Stupid. I think Mariah Carey is having problems now because she had too much sex early in life. Don't stop the music and don't you guys lay out. You know this is true. She gained stardom at an early age. And she had lots of sex.
All right. How do we know that that's true?
Gosh.
I think that's valid point there.
No.
That was just crazy talk.
Okay. It is.
All right.
We need some crazy scientific evidence to back
that
up.
We'll see when she does that Barbara Walters interview and she gives that as the reason for why she's so messed up now.
I think I had too much sex when I was young.
E-Break Classic.
5-0 shutout. Kevin Blanford for not knowing the proper call letters to KNTU in Denton.
Okay. We also have some audio from the guy whose life is pretty much over, Justin Neely. Apparently, we found an old demo tape from KUNT that he did. A little play-by-play.
What?
Yep.
I don't think that's the... I don't think those are the call letters.
I don't think that's the call letters.
Oh, my bad. Always
think
get that
KNTU.
Oh, is that what it is?
Yeah.
I thought it was the University of North Texas.
Well, it is, but I don't think they want to go by that.
God almighty. It's too late to dump it now,
wow.
Too.
I honestly thought that's what it was.
Man, that is one of the worst screw-ups I've ever heard anybody make on this station. And that's saying something.
Miller Lite presents Mardi Gras, Texas style. The beads will be blind, the music will be loud, and strictly Texas country. Cross-Canadian Ragweed, Jason Boland and the Stradways, Gary Allen, and more. 2 days, February 4th and 5th, buy tickets now at Kroger Food Stores, Gilly's, or online at MardiGrasDSW.com. Mardi Gras, Texas style, presented by Miller Lite. Less filling and half the carbs of Bud Light. Kroger Food Stores and your friendly Vina.
Oh, here's the champagne, honey. Now I just need to find a bottle of Crown Royal.
Honey, where's the Crown Royal? I need to make Jeff a drink.
You must be out, honey.
They're out of Crown?
Here you go, Jeff. Whiskey and water. Sorry, we're out of Crown.
That's okay, Bob. I understand.
Bob, I know it's early, but we gotta go.
But you just got here.
We could only get a sitter for an hour. Sorry.
Hey, we've gotta go too, Bob. I think my wife's allergic to your cat.
We don't have a cat. You must have seen the neighbor's cat outside. She's that allergic?
Look at her crying. Something's causing that.
Sorry, Bob. We've got to go, too. It's getting late, and Sunday morning church comes awfully early.
But it's Friday night.
Crown Royal Blended Canadian Whiskey, imported by the Crown Royal Company, Stamford, Connecticut. 40% alcohol by volume. Enjoy our quality responsibly. Don't drink if you're under 21.
How could we run out of Crown, honey?
We didn't run out. I'm just saving it for myself.
But what are we going to do with all this food?
Let me pour myself a Crown and pass me the cocktail, Lumi.
972-387-4600 or visit them online at texaslending.com.
License number 12-0.
Miss Taylor, I just wanted to let you know that your surgery went perfectly. We got your liver removed. No problem.
Liver? My gallbladder was supposed to be removed.
Liver, gallbladder, whatever. I always get them confused. That's so small.
You wouldn't go to a surgeon who wasn't trained to be a surgeon.
Don't think of it as losing a liver. Think of it as losing 5 pounds, just like that.
So why would you take your Toyota to anyone who wasn't trained to be a Toyota technician? Our oil and filter change is just $21.95. Plus, we guarantee that you'll be in and out in 29 minutes.
But can I live without my liver?
Of course you can. Probably 10...
10 years?
9, 8, 7, 6.
Get your car truck ready now for the cold weather with our winter car care service clinic. Only $9.95. It's all part of TLC, Toyota Lifetime Care. Visit your participating North Texas Toyota dealer. Toyota, now that's moving you forward.
See your North Texas Toyota dealer for these service offers before February 2nd. Offer good on Toyotas only. See dealer for details, as well as other great service offers.
Dallas Fort Worth's ticket.
Out the Bobcats 105-99. The final is a close win for the Mavs, and Avery Johnson says it's because the Cats simply had a good game.
Capone was big down the stretch. Okafor dominated us on the glass. So you tip your hats off to them, but at the same time, we really showed some toughness tonight.
Mavericks are off today. There was a huge game in the NBA last night. The Spurs defeat the Suns in overtime 128-123. Manu Ginobili scored 48 points in the game. Roger Clemens is staying with the Astros. Clemens didn't get the $22 million he asked for in arbitration, but he did get $18 million. Clemens had a 2.98 ERA with the Astros last season. And two North Mesquite football players have been arrested on 3 counts of aggravated robbery with a deadly weapon. The players are receiver Brandon Jackson and defensive back Trevon Wilson. That's the Ticket Ticker, a service of the Texas Lottery. Thanks to Lotto Texas, there were thousands of winning tickets in the last drawing. That's because Lotto Texas features 8 different ways to win. Drawings are every Wednesday and Saturday. Play today. My next Ticket Ticker is at 9:30, breaking sports news first guarantee. I'm Layla, reminding you to remember the time you spend listening to the T-Box. Saturday morning from 8 to 10 on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Norm talks with Stephen Jones, Wednesdays at 11:10. The Cowboys' director of player personnel pulls back the curtain, and Norm takes a peek. Brought to you by DiamondDoctor.com, Miracle Mortgage, and Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Hello, 9:15 on The Ticket, T-Box here.
More Rick Arnett.
Rick Arnett, Craig Rosengarten from Avid Golfer Magazine. Check out the site. You might find an interesting announcement on there. And go check out the Cart Girls, because that's fun. And lovely Layla, which, by the way, Chris in Dallas writes, Layla, I'm a regular listener to your show and just made it to the website. Leela, spelled Leela, but Layla's fine, too.
Yeah, it's whatever.
Is freaking hot. She's my new favorite Ticket personality. How about that?
Well, thanks.
Would you ever date a listener?
I don't know.
Really?
There's a lot of listeners, but...
Well, you only need to date one.
Yeah.
That whole bunch.
Well, I'm saying, like, the odds are high that that might happen, but it's kind of weird when somebody knows you before they know you.
You probably need to do an appearance sometime somewhere.
How about our next Avid Golfer outing?
Is that the one with the Hey Dill spot?
No. That's the Volvo one, which everybody should take a look at, too.
Yeah, March 4th.
Hey, were you guys requested to not be named in the spot?
Well, yeah, it took some of the luster off it, I thought.
Hey. They got Hall of Famers in that thing, and they want go play with Frito and Craig Larson.
Rick, Bob Sturm, it's kind of like,
what?
Okay.
Well, you guys are good golfers for the ticket.
We're the guys who,
yeah, but,
who
you know.
You know, that remnant space couldn't sell that last
Yeah, we're
spot.
Throwing.
Well, yeah, you get to play the Rosengarten. Sorry.
Anyway.
Max Miller.
Yeah, Max Miller. Make a comeback.
Teresa Whitney.
All right, before we
it
get...
It was Max Miller. Max Miller was before Bob Sturm on the night show.
Oh.
Before we get to...
graffiti.
Yes, what Adam's Golf is doing, which I think is genius, and it's due revenge, I might add. A couple of very big golf-related companies posted earnings, or losses for that matter, this last week. Acushnet, which is the parent company of Cobra, FootJoy, Pinnacle, and Titleist, had revenue of $1.2 billion. That's a 10.6% increase and year-over growth of 8.1%. Both numbers were all-time highs. Good for Titleist.
10% increase in the way golf is going right now.
Pretty dang good.
Pretty strong.
Yep. On the other hand, Callaway, which is Odyssey is part of that, Ben Hogan now, and also Top Flight, had an increase of 14% on their earnings, but posted a net loss of $10 million for the year.
Struggling.
If you took out the Top Flight buy and their contribution, Callaway's revenue would have dropped 70%. That's crazy.
That can't be right, can it?
Net income.
Net income dropped 70%, yeah.
Who cares?
Well, no.
Net income is income.
No, revenue is how many clubs they sold. Income is how much money they made on the clubs that they sold.
Well, but still, you take out top line, you take out the buys that they had.
If they had a 70% decrease in their revenue, that would be incredible. That would be unbelievable. That means for every 10 clubs they
were selling. You're an owner. Okay.
Right.
Again, you're taking out the acquisitions.
Right.
This is just what you did.
Right.
And the magazine, if we had a 70% drop in net income and you hadn't really spent any more on other stuff, would you be a little livid? Would you be as cavalier as what you just said about
no,
Callaway?
No. What probably happened, Rick, is, think about it, I don't know what the difference in their sales were. But they probably dumped a lot of clubs at cheap prices where they didn't make any money. Oh. And inventory, they had to get rid of it.
Wow. But yeah, that's
could it be off projected revenue or anything like that?
No, this is actual revenue. I don't care. 70%
is pretty
alarming.
They were having a very bad year. And the reason why they've stepped up their endorsements is because everything lives off the driver.
Yep.
And especially for Callaway. They made their name with the Big Bertha way, way, way back. And everything moves off the driver. And that's the one club you spend $400 on or $300 on.
So maybe more than once a year.
Maybe more than once. That's exactly right. So,
a little off subject, how does AMR lose $1 billion every year and stay in business?
Get more credit. More loans.
That's amazing.
Well, they probably had a couple years where they made $5 billion and they stuck it in the bank.
Now, you're talking big corporation stuff. There's so much accounting hieroglyphics and...
Yeah.
You know, Dungeons and Dragons. There's so much crap going on there. Okay, speaking of drivers, good segue.
Speaking of drivers.
So, Adam's Golf, who came into the forefront of public perception and just overall awareness, is when they came out with the tight line.
You have a soft spot for them.
Yeah, they invented an industry.
Just they came out with the three wood that we all had to have.
All right, the five, I would say.
Well,
that's my
utility wood.
Yeah,
how about utility? It came out with utility wood that we had to have because it was an easier to hit club.
Shallow face.
All of a sudden, before that, I think we all bought sets. Remember, you bought the 1, 3, and 5.
Exactly.
You just bought the set. Now, all of a sudden, they came out with an industry and...
Oh, it was, and they infomercialed us to death, but they sold like crazy. Stock went up to $27. Nick Faldo had a piece of it. And now it's where is it now? Is it below
the pink sheets? Anybody understands what pink sheets are?
Right.
It's under a buck.
I'd have to look into it. So they roughly, and here's the deal about the golf industry. Even though you can patent a design,
it doesn't have to, it doesn't take much to alter that design just enough that you're not infringing on that patent, but it's essentially the
right.
same thing.
And that's exactly what happened. I mean, Orlemar came out the next year.
Well, 6-8 months.
And came out with a one that looked just like it, and they sold $60 million for those clubs.
And they had, and then TaylorMade,
and
with all the big money behind it, and Adams never recovered.
So the number one driver on trails on tour everywhere right now is that TaylorMade R7, because it's got all the screws that you can...
I have it. I like it.
You can tinker with it.
Right.
And, wow, this is the new thing.
Like tinkerage.
And you said to me a couple months ago, so it's just a matter of time.
Yep, you watch.
Well, Adams came out with the Redline RPM, which I can show you the pictures of them. They're identical.
Yeah.
They look identical.
If you go to AdamsGolf.com or Adams Online,
sure
you'll probably
it.
Have it.
The only difference is it's bigger. It's 430 cc's.
Yeah, that's a 400 for the R7.
And the CEO of Adams Golf, Chip Brewer, says, I give all the credit to TaylorMade for igniting interest in the design, but we took the concept and made it better.
They made it better by?
Making it identical.
And?
Lowering the price by $100.
There you go.
You want an R7, you want the identical club, go buy the Adams and save $100.
Yep. And good for Adams, because they got screwed over big time with that tight lies. And it's about time they turned the tables on a huge company with deep pockets. He spent all that R&D money, and now Adams just said, you know what, that's a pretty good-looking club. Let's slap an Adams name on it and charge $100 less.
Now, apparently, you have the R7 as this such a popular club, you knew people were going to start copying it.
Right.
Apparently, all of them.
Sure.
Copying it.
Not a surprise. Wait till we go down the PGA show.
Adams just came to market first.
Good for them. I can't wait.
Hogan's got one that... We'll be introduced at the show. And
well, I want to find that one that you said the top popped off. I can just fathom that. By the way, we are going to the PGA show next week in Orlando, and I endeavor to find every piece of garbage out there to prevent you from spending good earned money on absolute crap. I want to find it all.
And you'll see it. I mean, you've never been. The thing that I think is hilarious is when you go in there, you as media are either based on whoever's manning the booth with all these companies, you're either a have or a have not.
Right.
If they want to sell equipment, you're a have not.
Right.
They'll look at your brown badge and they'll just look right through
you. Persona non grata.
But if they need publicity and they want to get their message out, they will physically grab you, pull you into their booth, and you can't leave.
Okay.
You'll do whatever you can.
All right. I'll reverse the whip on it.
So it's pretty funny. And then we all look at the clubs that are in golf clubs and golf shops and everything. The amazing thing I see every time I go out there is how many components you can buy. I mean, you'll see rows and rows and rows.
Oh, just the club head. Just the club head itself.
Selling components.
Hey, yesterday I played out at Craig Ranch and. Place in great shape. You know what? I'm coming over to your side about bent grass greens. I have no problem with Bermuda at all. I love TIFF Champion, TIFF Bermuda, all that stuff, because I'm a common man golfer. But if you have perfect bent grass greens,
God, they're so easy to putt.
Yeah, they're like at a 10-1 right now, and I think that was light. They were smoking. So I played with the marketing director, Jeff Reinhart, and we had one of our typical matches where we're playing a $5 Nassau, and we're just throwing up all over each other. I squeaked by with a 92.
Oh,
and I shot an 81 from there from the tips in a howling wind about 4 months ago. There was no wind at all yesterday.
No, it was a perfect day.
I hit four greens.
If you were out on the golf course yesterday, you stole a day.
Oh, it was great. You know what? And that was the deal. I was telling Jeff, because we're just tanking. And I'm thinking, you know what? A day like this is so nice, it takes all the want-to out of me. I'm having a good time. I don't care how I score.
Yeah. Well, I played yesterday at Bentree Country Club.
Ah.
And it's the first time I've driven it twice since they did the redos. And that course, let me tell you something. You want a challenge, and TBC Craig Ranch is also a challenge.
Mm-hmm.
We played all the way back at Bentree yesterday, and that's all the golf course you want. And
yep.
They raised the main thing that they did in the renovation is they raised most of the greens a couple feet. All it did was made the bunkers. Boy, if you were in a bunker, God,
yeah.
Any day. So it was a tough course. So I threw up. That's 49-38.
consistent.
I shot a smoking 87 with a 49-38.
Yeah. So
just like that.
My goal this year is trying to get down to a 3 or 4 handicap, but I just went in the opposite direction. So who knows? What are you going to do? 9:27.
It's January. We got time.
Yes, we do. Sports Radio 1310 to take it up. Next, a couple things. We'll do T-Box Trivia, win free golf from avidgolferonline.com, and White Bluff in the Cliffs. And we'll unveil a new segment. It could fail miserably or be the greatest thing ever. All that next. Oh, by the way, call 214-787-1310 to play T-Box Trivia next.
The 2004 NFL gestation period is complete. Now it's time for Super Bowl birth. Join George Denham and Bob Sturm in the NFL Delivery Room tomorrow at noon for a special live and local ticket NFC-AFC Championship pregame show. Doctors Bob and Jub-Jub examine both games head to foot before the Falcons take on the Eagles at 2, followed by the Patriots and Steelers. Who's heading to Jacksonville? Who's going home? Listen to the Ticket NFL Championship pregame show before listening to both games tomorrow on your station for Super Bowl 39.
Susquehanna Radio in Dallas has a job opening in the area of sales support. If you know Word, Excel, and PowerPoint, if you're well-organized, detail-oriented, and can handle multiple tasks, this may be the job for you. Can you compose correspondence, have excellent written and verbal communication skills? Can you work with a whole team of account managers? If so, check the website at dfwradio.com for more details. And fax your resume with salary requirements to 214-520-4300. Call 214-520-4319 for more information. Then fax your resume to 214-520-4300.
E-Brake Classics.
The producer of Bad Radio, Tom Gribble, who for some reason thought it'd be a good idea to turn on his mic while he burped, as Bob's trying to make a sports point, and you can tell it throws Bob for a loop.
Is Bob talking about the Stars?
No, I don't think so.
Now, I don't know what Antoine Walker does, but more importantly, I think the big three have... there's not enough from... What the heck was that?
Was that you, Bob?
No, that's Gribble opening his mic to burp.
That was an accident.
I don't know where I was. Ray and Mesquite.
Hold on a second.
Okay.
No, I want to address that best player or better player. Than
oh, I know where I was. Yeah, here's my last point. I don't think Nash and Finley are all world enough at this point.
See, when he's off of hockey, he sucks.
Where was I? Oh, I know where I was.
E-Brake Classics.
Well, you're the one who says you have to dry everything off.
No. Not there. I like it wet.
Oh, whatever.
Paint?
What? I'm asking. Do you leave that damp? I'm asking you a question, and I want an answer. I want an answer now. All right, that's towel talk and the observation deck.
Yeah, turning it back on us.
Yeah.
He demanded an answer.
Yeah,
we didn't say it.
Something was required out of us there.
Yeah. Yeah.
Big win for Junior. That went to double figures. 10 wins.
All right.
Where does that place me on the all-time list?
It places you in fourth place. It breaks the tie with Davey Lane.
Wow.
Whoa.
Big.
That's a big moment.
Great.
Jim Miller.
Thank you.
Some greatness there. Way to go, Junior.
Thank you.
Miller Lite presents Mardi Gras, Texas style. The bees will be blind, the music will be loud, and strictly Texas country. Cross Canadian Ragweed, Jason Boland and the Stragglers, Gary Allen, and more. 2 days, February 4th and 5th, buy tickets now at Kroger Food Stores, Gilly's, or online at MardiGrasDSW.com. Mardi Gras, Texas style, presented by Miller Lite. Less filling and half the carbs of Bud Light. Kroger Food Stores and your friendly Vina.
Bored?
Yeah.
Yeah, me too.
Hey, let's liven this place up a little.
Attention Megamart shoppers. We now have a limited quantity of Crown Royal on sale for a special case price in aisle 43. But hurry, quantities are limited.
Right here.
Have you ever seen that many people move that fast?
No, I tried this with every product known to mankind. Beer, steak, lobster, nothing gets them moving like... Oh, hold on.
Oh, sorry, Megamart shoppers. That Crown Royal is available on aisle 3, not 43. Available now in aisle 3.
How long can you keep this up?
My record is from open till close, 14 straight hours.
Crown Royal is now available on aisle 3.
Crown Royal Blended Canadian Whiskey, imported by the Crown Royal Company, Stamford, Connecticut. 40% alcohol by volume. Enjoy our quality responsibly. Don't drink if you're under 21.
If the manager catches us up here, we're dead meat.
No worries. Look who's driving the forklift.
Wow, forklift. He must really love Crown.
Attention, Mega Mart shoppers. Crown Royal.
Tell so you can focus on what's really important in your business. Visit the UPSstore.com to find an independently owned and operated location near you.
I'm Layla Wise. The Mavs had trouble against the Bobcats. Next on the Ticket Ticker.
Any car dealer can give you a price quote, but how many can give you quotes like these? Car and Driver says, the Subaru Forester is a 2004 best small SUV. The Insurance Institute for Highway Safety says, the Subaru Forester is the only small SUV to earn the highest rating in all crash tests. And of course, the Subaru Forester has better fuel efficiency than 55 other SUVs. The Subaru Forester, with symmetrical all-wheel drive standard and an available 210 horsepower turbocharged boxer engine. It's the best all-wheel drive deal on the road. And you can quote us on that.
Through January 31st, get up to $2,000 customer cash or as low as 1.9% financing on select 2005 Forester models. Insurance Institute for Highway Safety quote based on rating good in 40 mph frontal offset crash test July 02, low speed bumper test July 02, and side impact crash test June 03. Comparison based on manufacturer specifications. Financing for well-qualified applicants. Length of contract is limited. Take delivery from dealer stock by January 31st, 2005. See participating dealer for details.
This is the Ticket. Ticket Ticker.
After playing the Clippers on Thursday night and not getting into Charlotte until 4 a.m. on Friday, the Mavericks beat the Bobcats, but barely, 105-99. Avery Johnson says the team didn't overlook Charlotte.
I think that would be really arrogant if I say we weren't concerned. But like I told the team after the game, I'm more impressed with this win tonight than last night.
Dirk Nowitzki scored 20 points in the game. The Rangers want Carlos Delgado to either agree or decline their terms by the end of the weekend. Rangers brass went to Puerto Rico yesterday to court Delgado. John Hart says money is a big factor.
I know that Carlos talked about there is certainly a business and economic piece that is going to be a part of his decision.
Hunter Clemens signed a one-year contract worth $18 million to stay with the Astros. Clemens will be the highest-paid pitcher ever. The Rockets was asking for $22 million in arbitration. And at the Buick Invitational, if you'll remember, the second round was suspended due to fog. But play will resume shortly. It's supposed to resume at 10:30 a.m. our time. Tom Lehman leads the tournament right now at minus 15. Peter Leonard is second, and Tiger Woods third. Woods is at minus 11. Our next Ticket Ticker is at 9:50. Breaking sports news first, guaranteed. I'm Layla, reminding you to remember the time you spend listening to the T-Box. Saturday morning from 8 to 10 on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Girls, it's slick and wet is how you like your ice. Then play against the Ticket Guys in Cash America CCOI 8. Try out free registration for Pro Cuts Hanson's Honey is going on now at theticket.com. From Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
That's a fun song. I like this song. Pretty good. This is Bowling for Soup, too, isn't it?
I think I'm going to have to buy Bowling for Soup CD.
They're actually pretty good. My son Matt was turned me on to them before he found classic rock, and now he's just a Zeppelin head now.
All right. Robert Plant's going concert, by the way.
How about that? 9:35 on the Ticket.
You need to take him.
I think I will. just a second, we'll do T-Box Trivia, 214-787-1310, pound 1310 on the AT&T Wireless. Got no voice. Win a free Avidolfer passport. You can also subscribe. Go to avidolferonline.com. It's very reasonable, $29 for 11 free rounds of golf, get a free sandwich, and a free half-hour lesson from Hank Haney's Golf Ranch. Also, from White Bluff and the Cliffs, you get 2 free rounds of golf. So, all that for getting one question answered correctly. After this, be ready, a new segment. We'll see how it goes. The question is this. Going into this week's Buick Open, who is the leading money winner on tour that's based here in Dallas?
In the Metroplex.
In the Metroplex. The leading Metroplex-based PGA Tour golfer that is leading the money list for everybody that's around here. Let's try James. James didn't get it. Hi, Scott. You're on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Do you mean all time or just for the year?
Just for this year.
This year.
First two tournaments going into the Buick.
Wow. Harrison Frazier.
No, but very good try. Appreciate you playing. Hi, you're on Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket. How are you?
Good, how are you?
I'm doing peachy. What you got?
D.A. Wybring.
Not D.A. Wybring. He would be on the senior tour.
Champions.
Or champions. Whatever. Hi, you're on Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket.
Is it Scott Verplank?
Not Scott Verplank. Another excellent guess. What we're looking for.
Has Scott played yet this year?
He might have played in the Sony. You got the computer there. I don't know.
Yeah.
We're looking for the PGA Tour player that lives here in the Metroplex, that's leading all his contemporaries here in the Metroplex, money earned on tour going into the Buick for this year. That's not too confusing. Hi, you're on the ticket. What you got?
Got an answer for the question.
All right.
Okay.
Chad Campbell.
Not Chad Campbell. Right. Chad Campbell's about 50,000 behind this guy. Hi, you're on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Yeah, I had a guest for the golf show.
Go right ahead.
Ryan Palmer.
Not Ryan Palmer. Ryan Palmer's about 30 grand behind him, our leading money winner for local Dallasites. Hi, you're on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Ryan Palmer.
Yes, you there?
I am here.
Okay, what you got?
What you got?
I was going to answer the question.
Okay, answer it.
Todd Hamilton.
Not Todd Hamilton.
Not Todd Hamilton.
Well, you're impatient. What's up with you?
Got a lot of people trying to guess on this.
Hi, The Ticket. What's up?
Chet Campbell.
No, but that's wrong the second time, but good try. Hi, you're on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. What's your answer? Hi, you're on The Ticket. What's up?
I'm going to guess Hank Keeney.
Not Hank Keeney.
All right, thank you.
Hi, you're on Sports Radio 1310. The Ticket. Got an answer.
Hey, Todd Hamilton.
Not Todd Hamilton. I love the way our listeners list very closely.
Yeah.
Okay, here's the deal. The golfer on the PGA Tour lives in Dallas, has won more money than any other player that lives here in Dallas on tour, actually counting the first two events leading into the Buick. Hi, you're on The Ticket. What you got?
Is it Rory Sabatini?
Not Rory Sabatini.
Good
darn
guess,
good try.
Good guess.
Hi, you're on Sports Radio 1310. The Ticket. What's up?
Hey.
Hey.
I know the answer.
All right, we'll say it.
Fred Couples.
Not Fred Couples, and he lives in L.A. now. Hi, you're on Sports Radio 1310. The Ticket.
Rick, is it Corey Pavin?
Not Corey Pavin, but excellent try. Hi, you're on Sports Radio 1310. The Ticket.
Is it D. Nutt?
No.
You know what?
He hasn't played on tour in a while.
In the 2.5 years I've been doing that, this is the first reference to D's Nuts since I've been on, so thank you for everyone.
Give it time. Hi, you're on The Ticket. What you got?
Yeah, I'm going to go Stankowski.
Not Paul Stankowski. He's not played yet this year on an official PGA Tour event. Hi, you're on Sports Radio 1310. The Ticket.
Is it Mark Brooks?
Not Mark Brooks. Wow, this guy is so under the radar.
He is.
Hi, you're on Sports Radio 1310. The Ticket.
What about Brian Watts?
What about Brian Watts?
He is on the PGA Tour this year, but he is not it.
No, not it. But thanks a lot for playing. What's your name?
Cece.
Cece?
Uh-huh.
Hi, Cece. You listen a lot?
I do.
All right.
You a golfer?
No, but I work for the company that built Vaquero.
Ooh.
Oh,
lovely. Okay. We'll be out there schmoozing a free round at you sooner or later.
Great.
All right. Thanks a lot, Cece.
Thanks.
All right. Hi, you're on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Yeah, I got to go.
Okay.
J.J. Henry?
Not J.J. Henry. All right. Here's
the
deal.
Can
I give a
hint?
Yeah. Well, depends on the hint. I think we can give one hint, not the hint.
I was just going to say he's probably the biggest partier on tour.
Okay, that's a huge hint. Hi, you're on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. I guess that ruined it. Hi, you're on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. You got an answer.
Yeah, I think it's Justin Leonard.
Not Justin Leonard. Okay. Okay, big partier. Lives here in Dallas. Has won more money through the first two events than any other PGA Tour player living in the Metroplex going into the Buick. He also won last year. Didn't he?
No,
was
he won
before.
2 years ago.
2 years ago. Okay. Hi, you're on the ticket.
Funny.
No.
That's a Fletch reference.
Hi, you're on the ticket. What's up?
It's Preston Munchinson.
Hi, you're on Sports Radio 1310. They got an answer.
Yes, I do.
Okay.
It's Tommy Armour the Third.
Yes.
Yes, it is.
Thank you very much for putting us out of our misery. He's won $154,000 this year and is the leading money winner of everybody that lives in the Metroplex going into the Buick. What's your name?
My name is Dawn.
Hi, Dawn. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Wiley.
Are you a big golfer?
Yes, I do.
Really? How old are you? How about a decade? Give me a decade's worth. Old enough to be my mother?
Not old enough to be your mother.
Oh, I thought you just said that.
No.
All right. Well, very good. Congratulations. We'll put you on hold. You win free rounds of golf from Avid Golfer Magazine. Also, two free rounds either White Bluff or the Cliffs.
Wonderful.
Excellent. Thanks for listening.
Thank you.
Okay, hold on, dear. All right. She is on line 5. All right. I'm going to clear out these lines. Here's the bit. Rocco started this off way back when with, what did he call it? The press conference of the airwaves. And then it's been, had different forms, different references based on screenless, rolling screenless. I figured we need people that are somewhat shy, don't want to call in and get screened and all that. As long as you keep it clean, we'll just call this tee off.
You got an
tee-off in the golf industry.
You got an opinion on anything in the golf business right now, whether
anything.
It's clubs, courses,
whatever.
Whatever it is.
It doesn't matter. Just, you know, we're going to see how it goes. We'll just call it tee-off. Right?
Tee-off.
And it's 214-787-1310, pound 1310 on the AT&T wireless. Let's cross our fingers.
Tee-off.
How you doing, tee-off?
I'm doing good, and what about those Falcons? Woo!
Okay, good golf reference. Hi, you're on the ticket. Tee off.
Is the answer Layla's big ass?
Hi, you're on the ticket. Tee off.
Yeah, I was just hoping we could get rid of you guys and have 2 extra hours of the rant.
That would be perfect, that, isn't it? Hi, tee off on the ticket.
I was going to tell you guys that probably the hardest thing to do is build a fence on the Sugar Tree Golf Course on the number 9 hole and not be able to play it.
Hi, Theo.
Yes, I think Roger Clemens is overrated.
Hmm. We've got half golf references so far, right? How are you on the ticket, Theo?
Who is the leading Jewish money leader on the PGA Tour?
Craig?
You know what?
Morris Itowski.
Good question, though.
Hi, you're on the ticket. Tee off.
You guys suck.
All right. Another fan. Hi, you're on the ticket. Tee off.
AJ is black.
Huh?
What's that? Mm-hmm. Do I know that? Hi, you're on the ticket. Tee off. All right. I'm going to say...
failed bit.
Yeah. Me too. Me too.
Just do a couple more.
Want to do a couple more? Just to make, just to solidify
just,
that?
Yeah,
just to solidify
sure.
It? Okay. Hi, you're on the ticket. Tee off.
Yeah, just letting you know if you're getting ready to tee off, you're going to do it in about a 40-mile-an-hour north wind out.
Hmm. Really?
It looks like it's blowing out there.
Could be on a comeback here.
So are we. Hi, you're on the ticket. Tee off. Go ahead.
Hello?
Yeah, go ahead. Tee off.
Okay, I don't think he'll win another tournament until Butch Harmon and he kiss and make up.
Hmm. Higher on the ticket, tee off.
Rick?
Yeah.
Does it matter if I'm hitting 90 percussion or 100 if I'm shooting in the high 80s to 90s?
Well, the current golf balls really don't have different compressions. If they're a two-piece ball, they're not a different
compression. Well, they kind of do. The Laddie is a lower compression ball than a...
yes, but they're all usually
Pro V1X. Yeah. By the way, little aside, I tried the prototype Bridgestone B330 yesterday.
I felt like
such a cool guy because it comes in a blank box.
Yeah, it's
fun cool.
It has dealer plates on it.
Yeah, it's cool. I don't know if I really notice any difference, but then I don't know if I'm. I don't know how good you have to be to notice a difference in a golf ball.
Well,
and
you're
it's fun like crazy with my soleless wedges, and
you're not going to know anyway until it's 80 degrees outside and.
Well, 70 yesterday.
Yeah.
I don't know. I liked it, but I don't know if it's any better than. I mean, I used the Hawk. You know, that the Hogan ball, it's just as good to me. It goes about the same distance. All right, we need to go a little bit further, Jason. Don't you need to take this a little bit longer? Is that it? Okay. Wow, we're rolling. Hi, you're on the ticket. Tee off.
Oh, well, the tee off was, how come all the private country clubs are now becoming municipal courts being bought by cities? Bye.
Who'd that be, Craig?
I don't know. He sure kept the monks. I don't know that.
But he left.
I don't know if there's any municipal courses being bought. Oh,
No, these are private clubs being bought.
There's no private clubs who've bought by who've been bought by cities. Chase Oaks got bought by City of Allen.
They were never private.
They were never private though.
Hmm. How are you on the ticket, tee off?
Yeah, what time does the Rams start?
In about 5 minutes when we will perform our mix with them. So stay tuned, okay?
Thank you.
Thank you. How are you on the ticket, tee off? How are you on the ticket, tee off?
Yeah, I actually hate all the guys who work out at Grapevine Golf Course almost as much as I hate you, Rick.
Beautiful, beautiful. You know what? That's good company as far as I'm concerned. They're quality people out there.
You do like Grapevine Golf
Course. I do love Grapevine Golf Course. All right, 947 on Sports Radio 1310, the ticket. Yeah, tee off. Yeah, not real wild about it.
Failed.
By the way, go ahead.
Failed.
Yeah. You can email us at any time, rick@avidgolferonline.com or craig@avidgolferonline.com. Maybe it's easier to do it by email than by screenless. I think that's why we have producers at the station, buddy. Kind of why you do that. Screenless is a little wheels off. Or maybe not.
Well, you know.
You didn't get any baby arms.
No.
I got a D's Nuts and I got a John Cox cushion. You know, one of the things that Rick and I completely disagree on is the value, the movie value of Fletch.
I hate Fletch.
I think it's one of the greatest.
Fletch is a greatness.
No, it's not.
Greatness. And Rick could, Rick, I gave him, I have a copy of it. I love it so much, I have a copy of it. He wouldn't even get through the whole thing. Fletch, he brought it back, he said no, and every time I see hear a Fletch reference, I just love it.
Now, Fletch 2, Fletch Lives, not so great, but the first one.
First one.
It was total greatness.
Coasting.
All right, up next. We'll mix with the rant, and I have a perplexing question about toll booths that I need an answer on. Greatest things ever?
Stay tuned for that.
Stay tuned for that on the ticket.
Sports Radio 1310.
Here's your chance to golf with a great like Randy White, Too Tall Jones, Billy White Shoes Johnson, Eddie George, Craig James, and the not so great like our ticket guy.
Hey, Jill.
It's the Volvo of Dallas Celebrity Golf Classic. Friday, March 4th at the Tribute Golf Club to benefit Speedway Children's Charity and Sports Professionals Foundation. Pick up your registration form at Volvo of Dallas or tee up at theticket.com for more details. But
Susquehanna Radio in Dallas has a job opening in the area of sales support. If you know Word, Excel, and PowerPoint, if you're well-organized, detail-oriented, and can handle multiple tasks, this may be the job for you. Can you compose correspondence, have excellent written and verbal communication skills? Can you work with a whole team of account managers? If so, check the website at dfwradio.com for more details. And fax your resume with salary requirements to 214-520-4300. Call 214-520-4319 for more information. Then fax your resume to 214-520-4300.
You're listening to the Ticket Seabreak Classic.
Inhuman. When Frito was trying to make an Emmett Smith point, and then
Norm had just eaten like a block of cheese and some eggs, and that's what happened.
He made that noise.
It sounds like the gateway to hell opening up.
Well, this is not an official candidate, but you want to hear Norm make a funny noise while talking to a P1 this week? Wasn't that. This is it.
One time, called him on his cell phone, called him at home. He said that the Nelsons were talking to him the whole time, very communicative.
hear that isolated?
What is it?
Burp?
I think he's clearing his throat. Play it in context again.
One time, called him at home. He said that the Nelsons were talking to him the whole time, very communicative.
That's weird.
You're listening to the Ticket Seabreak Classic.
Thank you, thank you. Craig Jr. Miller for this ridiculous comment that probably never should have been aired. And evidently this is the new song he's working on.
All right, what's going on besides the Arctic Blast?
Well, our lead story is that Descending Hunan has a new song. Care to sing it for everyone, Craig?
I forgot what it was now. I forgot how it went.
Who are you talking to?
Your part was, who you talking to?
And then my backup singers sing,
Diarrhea Pants.
I'm working on new songs for the upcoming CD. Give me a break.
He's gone nuts.
He has. He's gone crazy.
No, I haven't.
Living alone,
the
being
job,
a hermit.
The job and the lack of love has driven him crazy.
Yep.
He has no one in his life who loves him or that he loves.
I have plenty of job and love in my life.
4319 for more information. Then fax your resume to 214-520.
Kent. At least that's what everybody else calls it. You know it is the 2 days you spend planning the next five, weighing the things you have to do against the things you just thought to do. Like moving up to the new standard, SBC Business Unlimited. Unlimited long-distance toll and local calling for a flat $48.95 for your first line, and even less for additional ones. So you're never worried about how long you're on the phone or surprised by your bill. It's always $48.95. And you're never wondering if there's a better way, because there's not. Hundreds of thousands have SBC Business Unlimited. $48.95 a month, flat. Call 800-659-4895. Again, 800-659-4895. Seeing small business differently. SBC.
Taxes and other charges apply. For details of additional charges, restrictions, and requirements, call 800-659-4895 toll-free or visit sbc.com/4895.
Going beyond the call.
The Ticket.
Rangers met with Carlos Delgado in Puerto Rico to discuss a contract, and team execs decided that Delgado needs to sign by the end of the weekend. John Hart gives us the details.
The player was terrific in the meeting. Buck did a good job. There was a lot of non-money conversation, and there was obviously dollars. So I really can't characterize with any confidence what's going to happen.
Those weren't the only moves the Rangers made. They extend John Hart's contract through 2006, and Buck Showalter got an extension through 2009 with an option for 2010. Mavericks arrive in Charlotte. They beat the Bobcats 105-99. Dirk scored 20 points for the Mavs, but he was only 7 of 22 from the floor. Mavericks are off tonight after a back-to-back. And Bill Guerin thinks the NHL season this year is lost. This is coming after Guerin and several NHLPA executive vice presidents flew to Toronto after officials met to discuss the lockout. Our next ticket ticker is at 10:10. Breaking sports news first, guaranteed. I'm Layla, reminding you to remember the time you spend listening to CT Box. Saturday morning from 8 to 10 on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
KTTK, Dallas-Fort Worth. KTDK, Sherman-Denison. KTDK, Sanger. Autographs from George Brett, Mike Madonna, and Jason Witten at HummerTickets.2005. February 18th and 19th at the Plano Center. Brought to you by Miller Lite and Sports Radio 1310. The Ticket.
9:54 on The Ticket. Thanks for joining us on the T-Box. Rant will come in shortly. I want to thank you, Jason Helm, lovely Layla, Kurt Sampson, the author of Hogan, for popping on earlier today. We will be at the PGA Merchandising Show next weekend. We will broadcast from there, from Orlando. And it is my goal to see every one of the 1,200 booths.
Yep.
And highlight the ones that are the most ridiculous.
Hey, can we do a little bit of house cleaning?
Mm.
The Volvo tournament is, celebrity tournament is
March 4th. Anniversary.
Is it?
Mm-hmm.
And you and I will be out there, but a lot of cool celebrities will be out there.
A lot of ex-Cowboys.
Yeah, and
it's a tribute, right?
Yes.
It's a great course.
And February 28th is the Dallas Golf Show. We'll be out there, too, and it's always a fun time. Be 28th and 29th, which is a weekend.
Yeah.
And then April 3rd, not time to sign up yet, but April 3rd, Av Golf will have their first outing.
Why are you announcing it?
I'll just say stay tuned for more details.
Oh.
Same strategies as last year, the last ones, but yeah, it's a tease. Now that's a tease.
Is it?
So a lot of interesting stuff coming up in golf in the area.
Very good. Well, a good time will be had by all. And I'd like to see Tiger win this tournament.
I'd like him to just stay in contention.
Yeah, I'd like to see him win.
I want to see him there. On Sunday afternoon.
I want to see him put the nail in this one. And then maybe win the Masters. And then all is good in the world. Because obviously VJ's lapping
really,
the field. Nobody cares.
You really want him winning the Masters.
Yeah.
I think you think that's got to happen, don't you?
I do. Because it'll set off the whole year. Nothing starts till the Masters. For the common, even the non-golfer.
The first tournament of the year, really, the first real one really is the Players.
Right. You know, that's going to be the next time that all these big names are playing together.
Because Tiger won't play Pebble Beach anymore.
Nope.
And
probably won't play Phoenix, will he?
I don't know.
Yeah.
He's had good times in bed.
He's
had good times and bad times there, so.
Yeah.
So he probably won't. And, you know, who knows when Mickelson's going to be playing. He's more of the wild card than anybody.
Yeah, Ernie Els is not going to play the World Match Play.
He's not.
No. You know what? That's a lot of, you can get bounced in the first round, and for some of these guys that are traveling a long way, and a lot of big names get bounced. I mean, you don't, you get any chance to catch up, so. Here's the, and we'll talk to Durant here in a second. The question I have as far as toll booths go, is I have a toll tag. And sometimes the toll tag will take, and sometimes it won't. Meaning sometimes you get that little green light and sometimes you don't. And I see a lot of guys blow through toll booths and that green light never comes on. And I'm thinking, what retribution does the toll authority have?
I don't know. But it was interesting that you bring this up because I know somebody who has changed cars over the last 2 years. Has changed cars three or four times.
Right.
And he's never updated his vehicle information.
Mm-hmm.
He got a bill from the toll tag authority.
So they do keep track.
Or fines or something, yeah.
Because I have mine on a credit card that just re-ups every time I get low.
Yeah.
I don't know.
He got fined, though, because...
He did?
Yeah.
So there is retribution.
Don't you...
Chris, can you pop him on?
I guess I've got my own.
There you go.
Don't you remember, like, maybe a year ago or so, they published in the newspaper, like, the top 10 offenders?
Really?
The top 10 toll...
Did they really? Yeah, how bad was it?
Well, there was some woman, and you know what? I don't think it was her fault. I think, like, it was a business vehicle.
Do you know she was driving through?
Well, no, it was a business vehicle, and somebody else was driving it.
Oh, okay.
But, you know, it was something like $10,000.
Man. Are you kidding? That's a lot of toll.
Yeah. Because, like, you know, when you run it, they charge you double or whatever.
They do?
But they have cameras, and they take a picture of your license plate, and then they... You know,
but what I don't get, I have a valid toll tag, and sometimes that red light doesn't go to green, and I'm thinking, well, am I getting bounced on that?
I don't know.
It's very faulty.
That's probably why you have to register your vehicle, because if they take a picture of your license plate and they know that you're
current,
yeah.
Oh, okay. Hmm.
It's the greatest invention ever, though.
Oh, it is so great.
Well, that's if you think that toll...
Hey, Pooch. You look at Chef. Who's this?
Lola's
a half basset hound, half greyhound.
Didn't?
What is it?
Not half greyhound, that's for sure.
I love basset hounds.
I think the last time Lola was up here, she took a dump in the corner.
She can reenact that.
Uh-oh.
Didn't she?
Who's that?
Didn't Lola take a dump last time she was up here?
No.
It's the same parents?
No. That one's 10, and the other one's just 4.
Well, I'm just saying they kind of have the same markings.
Yeah, they have the same... shades and stuff.
Oh,
I should have brought up my golden retriever.
I know. They would have had a ball.
Big old time. Two females?
Yeah, Lola did, like, the first week I had her, brought her up here. And
big old steamer?
A couple of them.
Bummer.
It's funny.
It is funny. Didn't smell any worse in our break room this morning.
God. You guys walked in the break room yet?
No. Somebody left, like,
holy
Mexican
smoke.
Food. It smelled like...
Oh,
meat.
There was, like, a ratings, like a quarterly four-station ratings party.
Yeah,
and they threw it down here.
It stunk.
And it was horrible. On the Border was down there.
You know what Mexican
margarita
food,
machine. And
you know what Mexican food smells like after a while? It smells like B.O.
Exactly.
Yeah. It reeks.
So, in other words, it smells like Mexicans.
That ain't right.
I mean...
If they have B.O., yeah.
Mexicans who have been... preparing the
Mexican
food.
Sweat,
Davey Lane.
As opposed to anybody else. B.O. is B.O., man. I'm telling you.
You know, it's so funny when we have those little get-togethers to see, like, who will throw down and who won't, who's kind of apprehensive about it.
Oh, yeah. Did they do the drink ticket thing, or was it just an
open
machine?
Just open beer, bar, whatever.
Who threw down?
I don't want to name any names.
No? Well, they're not.
Well, first off, we were on the air. It was 5:30.
Oh, really?
This big party that we had is 5:30 to 6:30.
Yeah.
So, you know, we're kind of going down there grabbing some food, and everyone's down there, though. I mean, everyone from all four stations, and that, I couldn't believe it. You know those margarita machines that they have at parties?
Yeah.
That thing was gone in 1 hour.
No way.
All of it.
Gone.
You know what?
Like, wow.
I'm at the point now, like, if you're a restaurant and you cater a meal to a radio station and it doesn't get finished, your food really sucks. Because this is the biggest bunch of hyenas and vultures ever
and you,
at a radio station.
You know who shows up are like the overnight board ops
yes.
who are just looking for a free meal. Like
yeah.
Joel was there. I haven't seen Joel in years.
Oh,
he's like, hey,
Vernon.
They burned it.
They find a to-go box somewhere.
Oh, yeah, just piling it on. Joel had a plate of food that could have fed 50 families.
He's like a
huge.
He's like a condor that can see a trash heap from like 10 miles up.
Yeah.
You know, you can just smell them out.
Yeah.
Well, good. So I guess it was good news then.
It was okay.
Okay, good.
It was all right.
All right. Indiana Jones just came into the station.
What is that?
Oh, that's his Indy hat. Just leave him alone. He's
You
actually kind of more of a summer hat.
Do you mow the lawn with that? In that?
No, uh-uh.
He does everything.
I don't mow the lawn.
Oh, you don't?
No, I gave up on that.
Actually, no, I did.
People. I did start mowing the lawn again.
I like mowing the lawn.
I kept having a conflict with my lawnmower.
The human.
Oh, yeah. The human guy.
Yeah. See, this hat... Go ahead.
I'm sorry.
No, it's your fault.
What?
It's Gordon's turn. I'll mediate.
I kept saying it was... I had him mowing two lawns. I was paying for someone else's lawn, too.
Oh,
long terrible of you.
Yeah. Mm. So,
Little old lady?
No.
Hot chick?
No.
Ex-wife?
Relative.
Future ex-wife?
Okay. Relative. So... I had him mowing two lawns. It was $25 a lawn. Very good price.
Yeah.
And so every week I would send him a $50 check. Within every 3 weeks or so, he would say, you know, you're only paying me for one lawn. I'd say, no, I'm sending you $50 a week. That's $25 per lawn. Remember, we agreed $25 a lawn. Oh, yeah, yeah, $25 for each lawn. And the total is $50. $50.
Right.
Mm-hmm. He said, yeah. And I say, okay, well, that's what I've been sending you money for. Uh-huh. You're only paying me half.
Why is he talking like that?
Yeah. What accent is that? Too,
don't worry about it. I think his family's from Spain. And so we just kept going round and round about that, and that happened like 3 times. And so finally he just stopped mowing my lawn because he thought I wasn't paying him properly.
Tell me, man. You should have written him 2 checks.
Was he mowing it twice a week?
Put the address in.
No. You know, a lot of people get their lawns mowed twice a week.
Yeah,
a lot of the really obnoxious people.
Not anyone in my neighborhood.
That's overdone. That's overdone.
Like Saturday and Wednesday.
I was doing a lot to have it mowed once a week.
You still do your lawn?
Yeah.
See, I do mine too, and I have to do it. I try and do them on Fridays now so I get the heads up before everybody else on the street. That's look a little
bit. Well, I'm not in competition with my neighborhood. I'm just in competition with myself, just trying to get it done.
Yeah.
But then I went out, and the whole reason I got a lawnmower was because my mechanical lawnmower was stolen, like, I don't know, 2.5 years ago.
You actually had one of those and used it?
Yeah.
That's a whip.
You mean the...
No. I'm talking about an gas-powered lawnmower.
No, not like the Brady Bunch.
It's not self-propelled.
Not the Brady Bunch lawnmower.
Oh, okay.
I'm getting to that. Those are called reel mowers, R-E-E-L.
Right. Yeah.
And so I had that stolen. That's when I got the human. I guess he was human. I didn't understand the accent. And he mowed my lawn for like a year or two.
Tell me, man.
And then when he left, I realized, crap, I don't have a lawnmower. So I went out and I bought one of those mechanical reel mowers.
Oh,
and that's what... I mow my lawn.
Are you kidding?
That's a workout.
No, I thought you had seen me out there mowing my lawn.
No.
You know what? You'd have to mow your lawn about 3 times a week to do that. Because those lawnmowers are
from
a whip pushing through anything that has any growth.
Well, yeah, that's why you... No, if you mow it every week, you're fine.
Really?
Yeah.
God, you mow your lawn with a bag over your head? Out of shame? Do you have any money?
Like some of our hostages over there, Corby?
Yeah, no,
I don't think that's funny to joke about.
You paint your face brown?
I don't think that's funny.
Tell me, man.
But, and the problem is now the apartment complex I live in has a bigger yard.
That's weird.
And I've downgraded to the most whiff of mowers.
Yeah, usually when you get a bigger yard, you get like a riding lawnmower.
Mm-hmm.
You don't go back in time in technology.
I know.
I remember our apartment.
Everyone laughs at it, too. There was a crew of, I don't know if
Tell
they were
me,
human
man.
Or not, but... Across the street, you know, a whole crew that just swarms over a yard and gets it done in 10 minutes.
Oh, it's great.
And they looked over at me, pushing that thing, and they laughed. They pointed at me, one of them pointed at me, and then two other ones standing there and were laughing.
All right, so what domestic help do you get? Do you guys get a cleaning person?
No.
I do.
That is so worth it to me.
Oh, huge.
I do, yeah.
In your apartment?
Yeah, I just have them come once a month.
Throws out the paper plates?
Once
to
a
do
month?
What? I do like
those are the Taco Bell wrappers.
I do like the day to day straightening and, you know, kind of keeping it tidy.
Yeah, but the cleaning, but the
cleaning once a month, you know, like
the vomit,
spick and span, you know,
what?
Floor to ceiling.
Your apartment.
Yeah.
You could do that in 20 minutes.
No, I couldn't, and I don't want to.
Yeah, but it's the dried vomit and all that other
stuff. Oh, yeah, I forgot about that.
I found that a professional cleaner cleans better than I can.
Yeah.
Have you found that she can, like, scrape the resin faster than you?
Is there she cleans one-hitters and everything?
Here's a pipe cleaner.
That's the only thing we have, but I mow the lawn and I clean the pool.
See, I grew up in the Protestant work ethic of you do your own lawn and you clean your own house.
Me right. too.
Out the door.
Nah. House cleaning, I'd love to have a nanny.
After you discover that these people can really use the money, and you could really use the time and the lack of headache.
Don't justify
it. And they can do it better than you
and
can.
And they can do it better than you
how
can.
Much is
it's
a
good deal for both people.
How much does a monthly nanny cost that actually goes there from morning to night, cooks, cleans, does the laundry? How much does that cost?
Does it include board?
No.
Probably depends on what country she's from.
Yeah.
It does.
It really does. Like Desperate Housewives.
Do they have nannies? I don't watch it.
Oh.
Good show.
I don't think it matters. Does it matter?
The white costs the most.
You think?
Yeah, and then you buy, there's a schedule if you want to buy access to the honey hole for like
what?
An hourly rate thing.
See, what does a nanny cost? Because like a cleaning person costs about, comes every 2 weeks, probably costs about $1.25.
Who?
What? A cleaning person.
To come every 2 weeks?
Yeah.
Each time it costs $125?
Yeah, but he's really good.
That's ridiculous.
Each time it costs around $70.
No, this guy's
my
really
apartment,
good.
I think I paid $30 or $40 for.
Well, yeah, but he's got one toilet and fluff up your pillows. Or
tons of pipes.
Yeah, 80 pipes.
All lined up on the sink. A little brush.
I don't know. I guess
Corby, that's a very cool dog.
Which one?
Say that.
The one that just took a dump.
The coolest dump ever, Corby.
Yeah. She's sweet.
Craig Rosengarten had a Close Encounters of the Third Kind moment with the dump. He was started shaping it and had a vision.
Cutting it on the side.
Have you guys seen Million Dollar Baby?
That word on the air.
No.
I'm ready to really go see it this week.
Who's in that?
Is it good?
Yeah. Who's in it?
It is a 20 terrific movie.
Hillary Swank.
Morgan Freeman. Why does she always play butchy, dykey characters?
I find her extremely attractive.
Oh, I find her extremely gross.
She is hot, but she's gross in that movie.
I don't find...
You know what? No, she's not.
Kind of horsey.
Really?
She is gross.
No, she is... There's a quality about her that is very pure.
She's so horsey and...
I heard she was cut. Is she really cut?
Oh,
she
is
buffed
ripped.
Out? Remember like Linda Hamilton did in T2?
She's better than that.
Wow,
female
really?
Circumcision? That's what you're talking about?
Not cut.
Yeah, that
moron.
One.
You know, it's really good, though. It's really been... It took me... I saw it last night. I was going to say hello to my
don't take it literally. I'm sorry, what? That was your fault.
I was going to say hello to my son.
Literally.
Because he just got out of basketball game. I think my wife's already turned off the station.
Attaboy.
Her girl.
Good for her.
No, I saw it last night in that movie... Pretty much, I thought about it for about 4 hours. I didn't go to bed till
really?
Late. Yeah,
just
really
working
good.
It, just working your body as
you
fast as you could.
Now,
for
is there...
4 hours.
Wow,
I got one more in me.
That is.
What do you mean?
Davey's on just firing off.
Did
literally.
I get it?
Hey, did you bring any for me, Davey?
No.
What do you have there?
That's all
for
you.
I didn't get a chance to
I
eat.
I have breakfast. It's two. It's like a taquito and a biscuit.
A biscuit? Is that a combo or what?
I did buy some taquitos for a homeless dude, though.
Did you?
That was
that always defeats them when you do that.
Hey, can you give me some money for some food?
Hey, I'll just buy you some food right over here.
Well, could you just give me the money?
Well, no,
yeah.
I'll just buy you some food.
Yeah. He was much less grateful than I expected him to be.
Isn't that amazing? Doesn't that fry you?
Can I ask you a favor? Can you squeeze the potato taquito into grain alcohol, please? That's... You know what I did with my kids? Every time the Mavericks, you score over 100 points,
you used to punch them in the face.
No, you used to get punched. All right, turn around.
Beat a homeless person?
No, you'd get those coupons for free.
Celebrate the chalupa.
Yeah, so we used to collect them.
Wearing a hockey mask.
Give them to homeless people, and the homeless people would take them.
They throw them away.
They wouldn't take them. What is wrong with the homeless?
Well, you can't smoke it.
They're
what
homeless.
That's what's wrong with them.
How long could you last as a homeless person?
10 minutes.
Before you blow your head off?
Could you
quit?
Could you last a week?
I mean, I'm sure I could, yeah.
I'll hold up a sign, will work for pistol.
Right.
I think I could last a week.
Yeah, you could last a week. There's no question. I mean, I think I'm fairly resourceful.
If you just start eating from your toes on up, you can last a while.
No, you could
last a week.
You know what? You could
not last. I mean, because you could hang.
You could be homeless for the rest of your life and
well, you would be.
No, I'm saying you could make it, but it would just suck. You would hate it after just being out of
the homeless
on the bridge.
The homeless aren't impressed with themselves.
No.
They're beaten down. They don't like themselves. They have a good self-image.
Probably not like you.
What do you mean? You think I have a bad self-image?
No, I'm saying you have a great self-image. They probably aspire to be like you.
I was just telling the story. There's a guy I knew in San Francisco, downtown San Francisco.
Oh, here's Rick's gay experience again.
$50,000 a year he'd make.
First time in the director's
chair. All right, I've heard this before.
And it's absolutely true.
$50,000 a year being homeless.
Being just a peddler.
No, he's not homeless.
Well, being a panhandler,
yeah.
A peddler,
a grifter.
Yeah. Yep.
They have stories about that all the time in Washington, D.C. There's guys who go to the tourist areas.
That's tax-free.
Is it? Yeah, you don't think they file?
I don't know.
I think they're honest.
If they go to HR.
I'm one of those that bends over backwards to defend the homeless. They have to be saints or nothing else, in my opinion.
Did you hear about the SME kid?
The one that disappeared?
Yeah.
What's the story? Is there
they found him.
Where was he?
He was. They found him in the library, the downtown library. A librarian noticed his face because his dad came and handed out flyers at the library.
Yeah, his poor dad has been so sweet through all this,
yeah,
trying to find him. And
he's Polish, and he just sounds so beaten down, you know. But, yeah, they found him, and he's been spending the nights in homeless shelters, even though he's got a dorm at SMU.
He just went nuts, or what?
Nobody knows.
He was having some failure in his grades and stuff.
Yeah, well, who hadn't had that? And so he decided to take it to the streets.
And just go missing. He kept it real.
And you know, the librarian, he tried to check a book out. And she was like, can you hang on 1 second? Yeah, sure. So she goes back and calls the cops. And she comes back and is talking to him, saying they have some problems or whatever. And sooner or later, the cops show up. And they're like, you realize that your dad filed a missing persons report on you. He's like, oh, really?
Huh. That's so sorry.
Walking down here at the homeless shelter.
Wow.
And the homeless shelter guy who ran it asked him, he's like, you're not homeless. You know, he's wearing, like, nice clothes and smelled good. And he was like, well, can I stay here or not? And I was like, I guess so, yeah.
Homeless outfitted by Tommy Bahama?
Yeah. he's got a caddy with his golf clubs and stuff.
That makes me angry. Hey, speaking of grades real quick, my kid was telling me that they don't have D's anymore in high school.
Because that won't make you feel good if you get a D?
Well, D is an F. I mean, D is absolutely failing.
That's not it.
D's get degrees.
No, do they?
Yes.
Yep.
That was Craig Miller's motto in college.
And C's get.
Well, don't you have to get? Don't you have to get at least a C pass to play and all that? I think a D is a worthless grade anyway. I'm glad they got rid of it.
Yeah, if you made D's when I was in junior high and high school,
isn't it only like one number though? It's such a small. It's like if you get a 63, then that's a D.
60 through 69.
Yeah.
No, it is.
Yeah.
Mm.
So now it's 69 through...
I'm not saying you winked at me.
69 to 0 is now an F.
You know what? It should be.
Yeah.
If you get below 70, you know, you don't need to live.
It's true. Yeah. That's what the homeless get. You know, my favorite car ever is probably a VW Rabbit. I'm usually good at lateral thinking. I can't figure it out.
I can't either. Where was that aimed at?
I don't know.
Is it noon yet?
Is that a tease? Is that a tease for today?
Who's going to go get me food? Come on. Who
my dog.
Go get the dog to it. Have him fetch.
Can I drive a stick?
Yeah.
I'll split these with you.
Ooh.
Well, you got jalapeno on that one.
All right, well, I'll split that with you.
No, I don't want half a biscuit. What do you think, I am homeless?
Hey, bearded.
Huh?
You're bearded.
This is a refined beard.
You could pass as homeless than anyone.
Oh, absolutely.
Don't wash your hair for a couple days and kind of wander about with your dumb hat.
And I always wear free T-shirts and your size 40 jeans.
Hey, people make fun of me because that I live homeless.
I look homeless. That I just... I'm no better than a homeless guy, and I know that about myself.
I can play the guitar all day.
You guys get cocky. We could all be homeless someday. No, I never. Will never be homeless.
God is just sitting there doing some
she's
paperwork
gonna
up in heaven and perked up.
Yeah, like what?
She's going to win American Idol.
Her?
Yep. She's a farm girl. She's hotter than that, and she's got a good voice, too. She will win. You watch. She'll be top five at least.
Gordon, stand up and do what you do when you see hot girls on TV. Show Rick
like
and
that.
Craig.
What?
Like that right there?
He does that.
During the show, we'll be talking.
What is that?
What is that?
What is he doing?
Wait, is he hailing a cab? What is he doing?
No one says come here with just these
I hail cabs.
And he, oh, I forgot.
That's pretty funny.
I left that one part.
I don't even know what that is.
That's what he does.
What are you doing?
Wow.
No one knows you here.
All that next. You know, this is really a fraternity, isn't it?
Kind of.
A ranch or fraternity?
Nah.
Yeah,
Corby announced that the rant's only going to be around for a year.
I guess he's
a unilateral move that
was. What was the end result?
He's graduating.
No, I basically went from quitting in a year to I'm signed up for life.
For 10-year deal?
Yeah.
You did?
Yeah. It is a fraternity, but unfortunately we don't let adopted people in there.
Is this your guys' purgatory?
No. We blackballed Dave.
Is this what you guys get?
Dave can't ever be made.
Is this what you guys get for being drive time?
What? Yeah, a Saturday show.
This is your penance. You
mm-hmm.
have to do that in order to get that?
Right.
Well, pretty worthy.
Are we late?
No.
Yes.
We're
terribly,
10:17, but only 8:17 on the way.
We're early, because you're in the last couple.
Yeah.
Perfect. All right, coming up next.
On the ticket.
Coming up next.
KTCK, Dallas-Fort Worth. KTDK, Sherman-Denison. KTDK, Sanger.
Follow the yellow brick road.
Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket Wonders.
Follow the yellow brick road.
Are you a good P1 or a bad
P1? No.
Drop the housework on your witch and get out to Hummer Ticket Stock 2005. We'll pull the curtain back on the mothership February 18th and 19th at the Plano Center. See the snake pit, sit in Gordo's corner, or come out of the gay, not gay closet. As the Catman knows, we're not in Kansas anymore.
Susquehanna Radio in Dallas has a job opening in the area of sales support. If you know Word, Excel, and PowerPoint, if you're well-organized, detail-oriented, and can handle multiple tasks, this may be the job for you. Can you compose correspondence, have excellent written and verbal communication skills? Can you work with a whole team of account managers? If so, check the website at dfwradio.com for more details. And fax your resume with salary requirements to 214-520-4300. Call 214-520-4319 for more information. Then fax your resume to 214-520-4300.
It's the Ticket's E-Brake Classics.
I grew up with five sisters and one brother, and I've got a twin sister. So, yeah, man, there's never a dull moment in the house, and just makes for a good family reunion.
You've got a twin sister?
Right.
Fraternal or identical?
Fraternal.
That's what I thought.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was Gordo.
What?
Who's Gordo?
That's our funny man, Gordo. He throws in a random question from time to time.
Hey,
you're
going to be...
We appreciate the time.
Thanks a lot, man.
Thanks
no problem.
Thanks for coming on with us this morning.
Okay.
That's Julius Jones, the Cowboy Weaver. Fine. And you just throw in all these just... I mean, the machine was running great. Why'd you have to throw a rock in it?
I didn't. I'm sorry.
You knew the answer to that question.
I didn't know the answer to that question. I don't know his family history.
You do. All right, there's Gordo up for an E-Break.
You're listening to E-Break Classic.
This the meltdown on Channel 8 last Sunday night.
Scored a big power play goals there and you know, got the tie out of it.
Well, we're going back over this way here. Apparently we've got some trouble hooking up Star Center Mike Madonna. Let's come back to him in just a little bit. The Stars do play in Nashville Tuesday night. Then they'll have their next five games in Dallas. Let's keep going here, boys and girls. There's no reason to stop now. The NBA also... Go ahead. Come on. We're stopping right here until we figure out what we're doing. We'll take a commercial break. We'll come right.
Oh, it's so tense.
Boy, the audio almost doesn't do it justice. The look on his face was so bitter.
Well, congratulations,
yeah.
Dale.
We'll take it down to Channel 8.
You can... Well, congratulations,
yeah.
Dale.
We'll take it down to Channel 8.
Miller Lite presents Mardi Gras, Texas style. The bees will be flying, the music will be loud, and strictly Texas country. Crush Canadian Ragweed, Jason Boland and the Stragglers, Gary Allen, and more. 2 days, February 4th and 5th, buy tickets now at Kroger Food Stores, Chili's, or online at MardiGrasDFW.com. Mardi Gras Texas Style, presented by Miller Lite. Less filling and half the carbs of Bud Light. Kroger Food Stores and your friendly Vina.
Here's the champagne, honey. Now I just need to find a bottle of Crown Royal.
Honey, where's the Crown Royal? I need to make Jeff a drink.
We must be out, honey.
They're out of Crown?
Here you go, Jeff. Whiskey and water. Sorry, we're out of Crown.
That's okay, Bob. I understand.
Bob, I know it's early, but we gotta go.
But you just got here.
We could only get a sitter for an hour. Sorry.
Hey, we've gotta go too, Bob. I think my wife's allergic to your cat.
We don't have a cat. You must have seen the neighbor's cat outside. She's that allergic?
But look at her crying. Something's causing that.
Sorry, Bob. We've gotta go too. It's getting late and Sunday morning church comes awfully early.
But it's Friday night.
Crown Royal Blended Canadian Whiskey, imported by the Crown Royal Company, Stamford, Connecticut. 40% alcohol by volume. Enjoy our quality responsibly. Don't drink if you're under 21.
How could we run out of Crown, honey?
We didn't run out. I'm just saving it for myself.
But what are we going to do with all this food?
Let me pour myself a Crown and pass me the cocktail.
In Colorado, Coors Light would like you to enjoy their ice-cold beer, but not until
you... But at a price you can afford. Promo pricing at Lithia Dodge of Grapevine. Promo pricing. It's the easy way to get the new car, truck, or SUV you want with an upfront price and plenty to choose from. Promo pricing makes buying a new car easy, and you can find it at Lithia Dodge of Grapevine. Promo pricing gives you our most popular models, like the Ram and the Durango, loaded with all the right options like AC and CD player, with a low, hassle-free promo price posted right in the window. Plus, there's always several in-stock to choose from at the low promo price. All you have to do is pick your favorite color. Right now, you can get a brand new 05 Dodge Ram 1500 Quad Cab SLT. Promo price at just $22,995 with six at this price and over 100 in stock. Or drive home a new 05 Dodge Durango promo price at just $22,985 with three at this price and 40 in stock. Promo pricing saves you money now. Forget the hassles and experience promo pricing at Lithia Dodge of Grapevine. Easy to find at Highway 121 and 360. Plus tax, title, license, and registration fees subject to prior sale.
Dallas-Fort Worth's Ticket.
Mavs are off today after they beat the Bobcats 105-99. Avery Johnson says that even though it was close, it was still an important game.
We get in at 4 o'clock in the morning. We play against a team that's played really well at home, well coached. And it was nip and tuck down the stretch.
Dirk scored 20 points in the game to lead the Mavs. Knicks coach Lenny Wilkins is expected to resign today. He reportedly met with team officials last night after the Knicks' last-second loss to the Rockets. The Knicks have lost 9 out of their last 10 games. And there's a bit of a spat between A-Rod and Curt Schilling. A-Rod says he hopes that the Bo Sox pitcher talks about he and the Yankees because that will give him motivation, as he says, to beat Schilling up. If you remember, in Game 6 of the ALCS, Schilling called A-Rod's interference all a Bush League play. That's the Ticket Ticker, a service of the Texas Lottery. Thanks to Lotto Texas, there were thousands of winning tickets in the last drawing. That's because Lotto Texas features 8 different ways to win. Drawings are every Wednesday and Saturday. Play today. Our next Ticket Ticker is at 10:30. Breaking sports news first, guaranteed. I'm Layla, reminding you to remember the time you spend listening to The Rant. Saturday from 10 to noon on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. This is The Rant. I'm Gordon Keith, along with Corby Davidson and Dave Lane. Our good buddy Dave Lane. Good morning, everybody. Thank you so much for joining The Rant one more time. You, the P1, is that's who we do this show for.
That's right.
We constantly think about quitting the show, but we're always suckered back in by your email, by you telling us that you love the show. And, of course, the old rant fan are the ones who make us want to quit the show because they are always good old day syndroming.
Right. That we haven't been good in 3 years.
Hey!
And it is such good old day syndrome. Show's just as good now as it always has been. Don't worry about it.
Hey!
So we figured that we'd talk about some of the news of the week with you today. No notable deaths this week.
That's true. I just don't read the paper anymore. I'm so out of touch.
You don't ever read the paper?
Hardly.
Why not?
Because I don't get it anymore. And I just never...
Why don't you get it?
Never pick it up.
Why don't you get the paper?
Because I got it for a while and I don't know, half the days I would read it and half the days I wouldn't, and I just felt like it was a real waste. So.
Did you watch the news or anything?
No, I hate the news.
Do you really?
Yeah. I used to work at Channel 8.
And you would have to get that in there.
And, I worked in the newsroom, and...
After I saw how it was made...
I just
wanted to be part of the process.
You're not going to watch it.
No, it just really burned me out. I just don't...
People...
Burned out of the news. The news changes every day.
No. Just the way it's presented. Just, I don't know.
What?
It's all, 30-second stories and...
Yeah? That's the way it was before, too.
They couldn't recognize my talent, so I won't watch it.
I really loved them, and they did not treat me well.
I gave them my all, my heart.
Well, why don't you just not watch Channel 8?
Well, it's not specifically Channel 8. It's the news in general.
But they did 30-second stories before you worked there. What has changed?
I don't know. I just got burnt out. I did it for a year and a half, and it just...
Well, that's working news. I don't understand how you're burnt out.
Are you
looking
burnt out on
news?
CNN and stuff like that?
Hmm?
You like CNN?
No. The only time I watch the news is for coverage of a significant event, although I didn't watch anything about the inauguration, so...
Hmm.
I still don't understand. You have yet to... Maybe this is why you don't work in a communicative industry anymore.
Yeah, that's true. I can't articulate.
So what do you watch? Like around 10 o'clock?
There's a documentary on the band Travis that I watch.
Quit looking at my shirt.
Every Oh, is that you? I didn't even notice. I just saw it on my shelf. I have it, and I haven't watched it. It's called something weird. What's the name of that?
The Man Who?
No, I didn't think that was what it's called.
That was
probably a longer title.
That's what it says on the back of his shirt.
Oh.
MTV.
I like to watch Cribs. I get a better perspective on the world.
Real World Road Rules Challenge.
I watch Real World to kind of see how my life should be.
How black people interact with
white people. It seems they always get angry and get kicked out of the house.
I enjoy We Love the 90s. Returns.
But only the ones with Michael Ian Black.
Because I find him funny.
Because now I'm so serious.
The more serious I get, the lower.
So what is the lead story? What can we tease coming up next?
I don't know. I don't know anything big's happened this
week.
You
want to get into, the SpongeBob story? Did that break after
that?
Oh,
yeah.
Oh. What do you mean break? Just a religious group is saying that he's gay.
Yeah.
Are saying that he promotes a gay agenda. All right, we'll get into that next on Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket.
Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket says all the Michigans have departed the NFL playoffs. Now we're down to the Final Four. The NFC and AFC championship games are live on The Ticket tomorrow. Birds of a feather flock together starting at 1:30 as the Eagles host the Falcons. Afterwards, Brady takes his bunch into Pittsburgh to settle up with the Steelers. Keep your ears listening to every playoff game.
Susquehanna Radio in Dallas has a job opening in the area of sales support. If you know Word, Excel, and PowerPoint, if you're well-organized, detail-oriented, and can handle multiple tasks, this may be the job for you. Can you compose correspondence, have excellent written and verbal communication skills? Can you work with a whole team of account managers? If so, check the website at dfwradio.com for more details. And fax your resume with salary requirements to 214-520-4300. Call 214-520-4319 for more information. Then fax your resume to 214-520-4300.
E-brake
classic.
Now, what did I do? Let me protest.
Let him tell.
Let's listen to it first, and then you can try to defend yourself, Junior.
Because imagine if you had three Gordons as your kid.
Oh, my gosh.
I mean, how draining would that be?
Well, hey, my parents had, but this was 10 years before I came along, they had 6, 4, 2, and newborn.
Mm.
Three Gordons would drive you to be Andrea Yates.
Norm?
Hi, Norm.
Norm's laughing! Norm, don't laugh!
Well, I have a problem. See,
I love and fantasize.
Everybody has a sort of a humor breaking point, and I am the worst layout person on the station.
He can't lay out. He can just hang on to something and kick it for a while.
He loves Andrea Yates' humor.
It's the Ticket's E-Brake Classics.
I protest. Thank God we get to listen to this again.
I don't accept it the same way Marlon Brando didn't accept his Oscar. I send an Indian in my place to accept it.
All right, let's give it a listen.
And they actually quoted Sergei Fedorov's mother as saying it was a beautiful ceremony and she was happy to have Anna as her daughter-in-law.
Wow.
Really?
Yes.
A misquote or something
makeup?
Gone wrong there. Yeah.
Well, it's the same paper that last year reported she was engaged to Pavel Bure.
Yeah.
Oops. Put her on all fours and marry her.
What? Also,
you know we're on the air?
Also, in sexually active tennis news,
don't laugh, Rich.
Andre Agassi and Steffi Graf revealed.
There you go. Gordo's fifth win. Your fifth win. Now you're in fifth place.
Yep.
In the emergency break of the week. As you move up the charts. Congratulations.
Miller Lite presents Mardi Gras, Texas style. The bees will be flying, the music will be loud, and strictly Texas country. Cross Canadian Ragweed, Jason Boland and the Stragglers, Gary Allen, and more. 2 days, February 4th and 5th. Buy tickets now at Kroger Food Stores, Chili's, or online at MardiGrasDSW.com. Mardi Gras Texas Style, presented by Miller Lite. Less filling and half the carbs of Bud Light. Kroger Food Stores and your friendly Vina.
And welcome back to Crown Eye for the Sports Guy, the show that makes over some 41 stomachs up. Let's see how the Crown Crew is doing.
Look, we understand you like sports, but posters of your favorite teams, thumb tacked to the walls, let us give you one word of advice.
Frames! But on to the most important part, your liquor cabinet. Let's see what you've got.
Yeah, you know, the usual.
Bourbon, gin, scotch. Throw them all out. There's only one thing you need. Crown Royal.
But what will I serve my friends?
If they've got real taste, they'll want the Crown Royal. And if you're a real friend, you'll only serve Crown.
Yeah, but what do I serve a date?
Till we fix this place up, your best bet is to order Crown Royal at your favorite watering hole. But once you get the mattress off the floor and replace those milk crates with a real table, nothing will look better on that table than a tumbler of Crown Royal.
Crown Royal blended Canadian whiskey, imported by the Crown Royal Company, Stamford, Connecticut. 40% alcohol by volume. Enjoy our quality responsibly. Don't drink if you're under 21.
Crown Royal, on the rocks, with ginger ale, with a splash. When you're ready for your makeover, make yours Crown Royal.
Sir can do it.
We do it all. The Loyalists, we do the Falcons, fear the snow. Next on the Pacific Kicker.
Hey,
yeah.
Can I ask you a post-holiday question?
Shoot.
If you give a kid a toy as a present, aren't you supposed to give him batteries to go with the toy?
Not necessarily.
Come on.
What?
You're supposed to say yes.
Why?
My parents just gave me a computer.
Nice.
Yeah, but they didn't include SBC Yahoo DSL. It's like leaving out the batteries.
Yeah, you should just sign up for it. Right now it's $19.95 a month.
Oh. You hear that, Mom and Dad? SBC Yahoo DSL is now $19.95 a month.
Just hold on. You're a grown man. You should sign up for it yourself.
Oh, man.
Okay, I take back the grown man part.
Got a new computer in the house? Sign up for 12 months of high-speed SBC Yahoo DSL and start getting the most out of it. Now $19.95 a month, only for SBC all-distance customers. Call 1-866-SBC-YAHOO or visit sbc.com/1995. SBC, going beyond the call.
Taxes, other charges, and the Federal Universal Service Contract.
Four swings of the club, four chances to win four brand-new Volvos. TexasLending.com proudly presents the Volvo of Dallas Celebrity Golf Classic Friday, March 4th at the Tribute. Just so you know, the Volvo of Dallas Celebrity Golf Classic is not your run-of-the-mill golf scrimmage. Every foursome plays with a celebrity, including the Ticket's Bob Sturm, Rick Arnett, Mark Friedman, and Craig Rosenberg. In addition to over 20 active and former NFL players, including Robert Newhouse, Greg Hill, Mike Haynes, Billy White, Hughes Johnson, Willie Brown, Brown, Harold Carmichael, with more being added daily. And all four par threes at the Tribute will award a brand new Volvo if you nail a hole-in-one from Volvo of Dallas. Volvo, not just protecting your life, protecting your lifestyle. Because this tournament will fill up fast, now is the time to get your foursome signed up. For more, log on to theticket.com. Or to save $200 per foursome, sign up in Volvo of Dallas, I-35 and Frankfurt and Carrollton, where family matters. Tournament and pairing party proceeds to benefit the Speedway Children's Charity and the Sports Professionals Foundation. Sponsored in part by Grand Marnier Liquor and presented by TexasLending.com, a different kind of mortgage company.
For half off the joiner fee at www.downtowndallasymca.org. A message from Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. The Ticket.
The weather may become a huge factor in the AFC and NFC championship games. Fan Chevrolet and Carrollton bring to the ticker. The Northeast is bracing for a large snowstorm today and tomorrow. The Falcons play the Eagles in the NFC game, and they play at the Georgia Dome normally. But Coach Jim Mora Jr. says they will overcome the weather.
Well, there's nothing we can do about it, so we're not going to worry about it. No, I don't think it's an advantage for either team. I think it's just what it is.
Coverage starts on the ticket tomorrow starting at noon. Mavericks are off today after they beat the Bobcats 105-99. Jason Terry was clutch, hitting the icing jumper for the Mavericks in the final minutes. He had 17 points and 7 assists. And they're trying to finish the second round of the Buick Invitational at Torrey Pines. The second round was suspended because of fog yesterday, but the leaderboard still looks the same at the top. We've got Tom Lehman at minus 15 for the tournament. Second, Peter Leonard. And third is none other than Tiger Woods. He is at 11 under. Woods has not yet finished his round. He's got two holes left. Our next ticket ticker is at 10:50. Breaking sports news first, guaranteed. I'm Layla, reminding you to remember the time you spend listening to The Rant. Saturday morning from 10 to noon on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Ladies, if a Zamboni is your idea of a hot rod, then play against the ticket guys in Cash America CCOI 8. Try out free registration for Pro Cut Hanson's Honey. It's going on now at theticket.com. From Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. You're listening to The Rant. Okay. So what is the Walmart shooting, Scissor Sister? Isn't that what you teased?
No, I didn't. But
what did we tease?
Megan Leanne Holden was a cashier at a Tyler Walmart.
That's not what we teased.
No.
What did we tease?
We teased SpongeBob.
Oh, yeah. Okay, SpongeBob.
Okay.
We'll get to Tyler in a minute.
Okay. The Walmart story is very sad. Very sad. The SpongeBob story, there's a religious group called Focus on the Family, or Focus is Our Family, or The Family.
You got to focus.
No.
This is not even a story. Now, this does bug me about the news, Dave, is they take a non-story, but because it's SpongeBob and it's funny, and can you believe that someone's saying this, that these people get all this sort of publicity.
Okay, but... Where,
and then people like Corby get suckered into it, and they want to report on it.
Where in these people... Well, you know what the deal is. It's not that they think that SpongeBob is promoting the gay agenda. There's some DVD that has SpongeBob, and I don't watch Saturday morning cartoons, but there's a million different cartoon... Maybe Big Bird?
I think a lot of... No. Yeah, there's some Sesame Street. There's a character called Bob the Builder, who's another one.
Yeah, I've heard of him.
So it's a bunch of kids, you know, young kids stuff, and it's a video to We Are Family, and it's promoting diversity.
Yes. Promoting tolerance when it comes to race or sex or...
I don't know
religious...
about tolerance when it comes to rape.
Race or religious beliefs or sexual preference. They throw that in there. And so,
Do they really throw that in there?
I don't think they did. The story I read is that it was a misunderstanding by this religious group that there is no reference to sexual orientation in this kid's video.
See, I don't think there was either.
It's all about multiculturalism.
But they took it to mean, well, yeah, first now it's about multiculturalism, but it's probably just about homosexuality, too.
Because, look, SpongeBob's in it. He's gay.
Yeah, SpongeBob's in it, and he's holding hands with his friend sometimes in that cartoon.
Dobson, who is the leader of the cult.
And it's not a cult. It's Focus on the Family.
No, it's called, Focus on the Family. Dobson based his charge on a, quote, tolerance pledge found on the We Are Family Foundation website. The two-paragraph statement seeks, quote, respect for people whose abilities, beliefs, culture, race, sexual identity, or other characteristics are different from my own.
So that was on the website, but not on the video.
Yeah, I guess.
So he's saying it's a hidden agenda.
He says their inclusion of the reference to sexual identity within their tolerance pledge is not only unnecessary, but it crosses a moral line, the gay line. We see the video as an insidious means by which the organization...
Immediately, go back.
I'm sorry, honey. By which the organization is manipulating and potentially brainwashing kids into becoming gay.
Oh, yeah.
It is a classic...
Like a guy on his knees.
It is a classic bait and switch. I don't know. What does bait and switch mean? I've never really understood that.
That's when...
It means you master
a chick with...
Means you mess with yourself and then you go to the next person.
You switch off?
That's fluffing.
Oh.
You know what bait and switch is. It's when they advertise like a car. Hey, this car for, you know, $15,000 and it's normally a $25,000 car. So you show up at the dealership and they say, yeah, you know, we did have that and we just sold out of them. But let me show you this right over here. It's they bait you with one thing and then they switch...
Yeah.
What they want you to buy.
And so they're saying that it's okay to be tolerant when it comes to culture, beliefs, and race, but once it comes to sexual identity, which is the caveat that they're saying is the switch,
right?
Then where do they cross the line?
What is bait and clean up? What is that?
I thought that was a kind of weightlifting thing.
Clean and jerk?
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking of.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay, I guess
bait and clean
up. Jerk and clean.
I was getting him confused.
No, I don't know. I get so tired of... I don't know. It seems like the focus on sexuality with Christians is just so overboard, it's ridiculous.
Why is that?
I don't know. They're obsessed with it.
Because they're so repressed themselves.
I think they're petrified that their children are going to grow up
and turn gay. Yeah.
And that's the only reason.
Now, but what is the motivation behind this guy? Is he really that furious about the agenda of this video and this tolerance group? Or is he just trying to throw something out there to get his group's name in the media?
See, that's also become, like, PETA has started out this whole... shock value just to get attention for your organization thing.
Mm-hmm.
And now I think other groups are doing that too.
I mean, who ever heard of God for Gays or whatever that group is?
Focus
before.
On family.
God for Gays? I got an email from a guy last night. We talked about this yesterday. And he goes, well, the thing is, the homosexual lifestyle is a death sentence. You know the average lifespan of a white male is 76, but of a gay man it's 40?
Okay. Well, they should be happy about that.
And so I'm like, well, what do you want to do? At 20, kill them all off so they don't have to suffer until they, you know, die at 40? Let's just identify them and kill them off? And they're sucking the life out of our health care system.
I don't
think
that's what they're doing.
With their...
Something like that.
With their AIDS. You know, it's just like, man, what is wrong with you?
They just get fixated on it. That becomes the one problem that if they can fix, then their world is going to make more sense. I don't know.
Their day-to-day life will vastly improve.
Yes,
if
they could just
people.
Fix this gay problem that we have in the world. I don't understand it either.
Christians drive me crazy.
Yeah?
They really do.
Christians give Christ the worst name
they do.
Of anyone.
Gandhi said that. He's like, you're Christ, I really like him. You're Christians...
No, that's not all Christians. There are a lot of really good thinking Christians
who
understand mystery and you know, gray area
right.
and stuff like that.
Christians give Christ a bad name.
Mm-hmm.
It's really embarrassing.
So, what's up?
That was a Bon Jovi song, wasn't it?
No, don't you give love
Christians
a bad name.
Christians give Christ a bad name. St. Peter used to work on the night. Couldn't get on time.
But anyway, so why is that? Why are they obsessed with the gay? Well, at one time, they used to have another boogeyman, and that was the black. The Southern Christian used to have that as their boogeyman.
Yeah.
And then that became politically incorrect, and they don't want to see the same thing happen, I guess, to gays, that gays get equal footing. I guess they used to think it was a sin to be black. I don't know what they had against the black at one time. I think it still is women in a certain sense. Promise keepers.
Oh, dear.
No, I actually think Promise Keepers has some good ideas.
What is their...
It's about responsibility and manhood. And
what is it? It's for men, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's kind of like the Klan?
No. Corby?
I thought it was like a football game.
What?
Didn't the coach for Colorado run the whole thing?
I don't know.
McCartney?
Now, yeah.
After
his daughter was humped
by the boogeyman?
By half the football team?
Is this, I hope this is confirmed, otherwise you just said something pretty...
No, his daughter had a baby with the quarterback who died of cancer, Saul Anesi, and it was rumored that she was had some other friends on the football team.
Mm.
I'm not making it up.
Okay. Anyway, so yeah, and I don't know about Promise Keepers too much. I just know that it's... a movement in Christianity for men to become more responsible, to take responsibility for their households.
They promise not to be gay.
To be better men.
To be more ungay.
Now, the controversial part of it is that the man is the head of the household.
Right, and the woman should not question.
No, I don't know that it should not question.
You ever been to a wedding where that was thrown out there during the ceremony?
Love, honor, and obey?
You will not question what he says.
Oh, I've never heard him say that.
I think I heard it at yours.
Oh, yeah, mine.
Well, he wrote his own.
Yeah, we wrote our own vows.
Don't question me. A, subset A.
What do you think about that?
What?
About the man having the ultimate decision-making power.
I think it's ridiculous.
Always ridiculous.
Yes.
In every case.
Well, if the man says, oh, I don't think I want to kill this person, but the wife says, well, I do, then I think the man should have the final say in it. But
okay, so you've come up with an exception to your rule.
I'm going
to
really extremes, yeah, but I don't think that the man should always have the final say. You don't either.
No, but I ask you, do you think he should never have the final say? And you're like...
If he's right.
No, it should be who is naturally the leader between the two is the one. There's always a natural leader between two people.
Right.
And that person will always have the final say. And many times it's men, and then in some circumstances it's going to be the women. And a lot of times it's in different categories. My wife has final say on this, on all these aspects of her life. I tend to have the final say on these aspects, and it just works itself out naturally. But everyone got really distracted with that, with the Promise Keepers, and they ignored the good stuff of the Promise Keepers because of that one thing. And, of course, they had biblical backing in it because the Bible is quite sexist in many areas.
Mm-hmm.
Because it was such a different time back then.
And the Bible is several passages speaking out against the homosexual, too.
Sure. Yeah, and you know what? It's a very odd thing. This idea of sexual sin. What is sexual sin?
Anything that's not procreation?
That's the Roman Catholic version. I was talking to a priest, an Anglican priest, recently, and he had a real different take on that. We got to talking about sexuality and why sexuality has been so repressed in Christianity when sexuality in a lot of people's thoughts, you know, in pagan cultures and in a lot of things, you know, sexuality is part of this a creative celebration.
So you guys were spooning?
Yeah.
About this?
Right. Anyway, and why we don't see the sex act as something that is very, it's the closest you get to feeling like God or with God that there
yeah.
is. That,
oh,
that moment of,
I am a God.
Right. But for some reason we don't like to make that analogy or use that as a teaching tool anymore because we're so freaked out about sex. He had the idea, he says that he doesn't think that you can lust after your wife.
That's true.
Well, I know. Not in your case, Dave. I mean, if you're unattracted to your wife, then yes, you can. But that was news to me. I'd never thought of it that way. He said you can only lust after those things which are not yours.
That makes sense. once it becomes yours, then it loses that edge.
So then I was saying, so you can't have sexual sin with your wife, you know? Like, you can't... His attitude was no.
No matter where you do stuff?
No, I guess he's not Roman Catholic. He doesn't believe in that everything has to be for procreation business.
So as long as you were married and living in Sodom and Gomorrah, then it was all good?
I guess so, yeah. Yep.
Interesting.
So when you think about it, okay, why is that? What is the purpose of the hand? Other than what you're thinking of. I mean, can you use your hand for... Was the hand made with a purpose? Or is the only part of your body that was made with one specific purpose is the private?
Well, it has two purposes.
Well, the hand can become a fist, right?
But anyway, I'd never thought of it that way, that between you and your wife, have fun with the privates. Go nuts. I was always taught, you know, that no, it's dirty. I mean, only in the very narrowest, strictest sense can it be not a sin, even.
The tea bag.
Haven't you guys always thought that?
I don't get that deep when it comes to that. I just have, like, a case of beer and go to town.
You just barely, you don't go that deep. You just,
right.
Done.
Yeah. Do you have, like, a Kleenex?
Hand me that T-shirt.
You remember,
but I think that is what we're taught, that it is basically filthy.
But then there's the whole twisted logic in some cultures. Like, did you ever see Son of Sam?
Mm-mm. The movie?
The
Summer of Sam?
Or Summer of Sam, the Spike Lee movie. And
yeah.
John Leguizamo's character.
Who was sex-starved and sex-free.
Well, he, you know, he had this very pure, innocent sexual relationship with his wife, and then he was just the biggest lech, nailing every girl he could possibly find outside of marriage.
Uh-huh.
Because he didn't
want to defile his wife with that.
Yeah, he thought that his wife, he didn't want to defile her and disrespect her by, you know, doing these awful things to her that he wanted to do.
That's where Christianity, I think, has corrupted our views of what sexuality should be.
I think Richard feels the same way.
I don't know, and I struggle with homosexuality. I struggle with homosexuality. I don't know. This is a very sort of cliche that I always preach against, but that, you know, if it doesn't hurt another person.
But doesn't that always hurt?
I would think so. It always has me. But then at the same time, I just think that why don't we just focus on that form of sin? Let God work out what is a sin against him, and we just worry about what is a sin against other people.
Yeah.
When people are mistreating other people and not being kind, not showing compassion, those types of things.
Right. There are certainly sins that are obvious, that are egregious and horrible. But then there's that whole gray area that everybody loves to seek to define.
Mm-hmm.
And everyone has their different opinion about what is and what isn't.
Yeah, just don't worry about it. If a homosexual wants to go live in a homosexual relationship, let him work out his own salvation, fear, and trembling. Why do you have to worry about it?
But the argument to that is just by his existence and by his...
By you not taking a stand and fighting on that front.
Yeah, by his ability to live openly with his lifestyle, that will encourage other people to follow the same path and go away from God.
Yeah, okay, well, that will be on him then. God will say, hey, you lived openly and you encouraged other people.
And I hate it
when... It's not your fault. It's not your responsibility.
But it's the whole evangelization kind of mindset, too, that you're supposed to spread the word.
Yeah, you give him the word and let God work with him.
I agree with you. I'm just saying that people are stubborn about it.
All right.
Gays. Coming up next, the Walmart shooting.
Thank you. you.
Hey, Ticketman. Come alive in 2005 with the Ticket's January item of the month. It's a grab bag of ticket gift goodies, sure to start your new year off right. For just $25, you'll get an Operation Stay Hard t-shirt. Now that's what I call Bit CD, a ticket shot glass, koozie, and a KTCK baseball cap. In other words, it's everything we've got that you've wanted but haven't had good yet. PunchUpTheTicket.com for the January item of the month from the station that...
Susquehanna Radio in Dallas has a job opening in the area of sales support. If you know Word, Excel, and PowerPoint, if you're well-organized, detail-oriented, and can handle multiple tasks, this may be the job for you. Can you compose correspondence, have excellent written and verbal communication skills? Can you work with a whole team of account managers? If so, check the website at dfwradio.com for more details. And fax your resume with salary requirements to 214-520-4300. Call 214-520-4319 for more information. Then fax your resume to 214-520-4300.
Starting at $69.99, one flight to $30, and we get $79.99 and $29.99, respectively. Three years, there's no required for phone coverage. You're not available in all areas. You may have to go through sales.
He's to the 20, the 15. He's in the clear. Touchdown!
Every playoff game's got him. Those moments so awe-inspiring, they completely alter the face of the game. These are the big plays, the ones that can instantly bring a million fans to their feet and just as quickly send millions more to their knees. Known only by names like the run, the catch, the drive, the big plays can spark comebacks and build dynasties. They are the reason we watch.
Now Coors Light is giving you one more reason to watch for the big play with the postseason payoff, where you could win a VIP trip to Super Bowl 40. Look for official rules and displays of Coors Light and Coors Beer.
So raise an ice-cold Coors Light in salute of the big play and watch for your shot at the Super Bowl.
Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. No purchase necessary. Must be 21 or older. Void where prohibited. And February 12, 2005. NFL and Super Bowl are ready.
You're listening to E-Break Classic.
Information staff. Well, they know who he is now, because the Jasper stumped them.
And
who? The Jasper. The Jasper.
Hey, Barry. Wow.
Barry took his slip there.
We're talking about the Hispanics here.
Sorry. The Jaspers. That's the Jaspers. Oh, sorry. All right, 5:57 here on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. I mean, sometimes I just can't talk. Had those moments here this morning.
I believe you said the Jaspers, right?
That is a Freudian slip.
It is.
What they would call it.
No, it's not. I just couldn't say Jasper.
Hey, admit that you still bear some grudge against Japan for World War II.
You do.
They Pearl Harbor you. They Jap you.
I've come around on them a little bit. I still think they should have been able to host the Olympics a few years ago.
Juicy and piled high with your choice of Chili's unique selection of cheeses and toppings, like awesome blossom strings and chipotle pepper sauce, for a burger like no other. Why spend even more time in front of a computer monitor? That's what you just did all week, remember? Hey, come on, it's 7 o'clock. Do you know where your life is? Get to Chili's now for the Build Your Own Big Mouth Burger. Come on, live a little.
So, what's for dinner tonight? The number 42 or the 19 with a side of 23? No, that was last night. Oh, there's always the 12. Of course, that 8 you had for lunch today wasn't bad either. You know it is bad, that you order all your meals by number. That's what's bad. Listen, if you want something quick that's actually good, then you want Chili's to go. Fresh, flavorful food with real names like baby back ribs and boneless buffalo wings. So forget the numbers. Get in, get out, get on with your life. And live a little with something fresh and flavorful from Chili's to go.
Dallas Fort Worth's Ticket.
The Rangers are waiting for Carlos Delgado to take their offer. CarMax and Home Theater Store bring you the ticker. Team Rath went to Puerto Rico to meet with Delgado, and Tom Hicks thinks that if Delgado likes what he sees, things will progress quickly.
We expect him to reach a decision, at least as it relates to the Rangers, being the team that he would want to play for next year by the end of the weekend.
Pretty good college basketball game today in the Big 12. Texas and Oklahoma tip off at 3:45 this afternoon. Longhorns are 3-1 in the Big 12, and they are 14-2 overall. Oklahoma, by the way, 14-2 as well. And as expected, Lenny Wilkins has resigned as the head coach of the New York Knicks. Wilkins met with team officials last night after their loss to the Rockets. Knicks have lost 9 of their last 10 games. Our next ticket ticker is at 11:10. Breaking sports news first, guaranteed. I'm Layla, reminding you to remember the time you spent listening to The Rant. Saturday morning from 10 to noon on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Who loses and why? George Dunn and Bob Sturm give their hot sports opinions during the NFC-AFC Championship pregame show.
Wait,
tomorrow at noon, live on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
On what? About Franz Ferdinand?
Yeah, just about this record. I love this record. And there were a couple of dudes that were with us that really hate this record.
Uh-huh. Why don't they all that's worth fighting?
No, it was just an argument.
Mm-hmm.
What kind of nerd fight is that?
Yeah.
It's a nerd fight.
They're awesome. They suck. They're so good. You'll never get it.
Yeah, that's pretty much
it. Man, you don't have the mentality to understand how great it is. Go back to Canada, Milli Vanilli.
Huh. All right, we take your phone calls on the Tyler incident coming up here in just a moment. But first, the Tyler incident.
You know anything about this story?
No.
I haven't heard a bit of it because I don't watch the news. I used to work at Channel 8.
Oh. Stop it. And then you bought a receiver. And
one of your dogs. She looks like she's bleeding out of her back end.
What?
She's looking at her
KTCK,
back
end. Dallas, Fort Worth.
Are you going to make me look at her back end?
Yeah. Well, I mean, it depends on if you want to see the blood.
Is that what Julie walked in on?
Julie, she's fine.
Strange look.
God.
Smells like blood, too.
Police said a man forced 19-year-old...